This is PFW in progress.
I got a judge that's just aching to throw me in jail. I got no money, a dress code problem, not to mention your biological clock. Is there any more shit we could pile on to the top of the outcome of this case? Is it possible?
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
All right, knock it off. You know, you ragging on me is not going to give me any great spontaneous knowledge.
Paul Perillo.
You just keep on asking about Chinese food. Can't you tell they don't have Chinese restaurants around here? Gotta let everybody know you're a tourist.
And Andy. And Andy?
Everything that guy just says is bullshit. Thank you.
Andy Hart.
Let me see. This is a tough decision you're giving me here. Get my ass kicked to collect $200. What do you think? I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
You stick out like a sore thumb around here.
Me? What about you?
I fit in better than you. At least I'm wearing cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah, you blend.
FNG, Mike Parenti.
Imagine you're a deer. You're prancing along. You get thirsty. You spot a little brook. Put your little deer lips down to the cool, clear water.
PFW in progress. Part of the Patriots Football Network.
Bam! Bullet rips off part of your head. Your brains are laying on the ground in little bloody pieces. Now I ask you, would you give a what kind of pants the son of a who shot you was wearing?
All right, welcome to PFW in progress. Fred here, Andy here, eating. Thank you. Who bought lunch today? I forget. Somebody bought
Chris.
Chris
with a T-I-A-N.
Oh, with a T-I-A-N. Simonelli. Thank you, Chris. Chin. And
keep an eye on those water levels. We don't want those buildings collapsing.
Not only is it's Fred and Andy, but Gary's in the booth. Two genders walking around, and
Lori Baranski.
Lori's here.
I am.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
Lori Baranski.
Lori
Baranski.
Oh yeah, that's
great guy.
Yeah, that was good. Day. But Lori, you're here because you still have the glow about you from the game with the greats.
Yes, it's
I'm uncomfortable.
Quite a glow. It was a good turnout. We had a lot of people.
About 1,000 people.
We had about 35 former players there. All the people were having a great time getting autographs. You know, we met a few guys that listened to PFW in Progress.
Yeah, whoever you guys are, screw you. We don't like you either, but keep listening.
They weren't in love with Andy, but that's okay. They still listen on podcast. Lucky not there.
Yeah, to
next
coach.
Year, Lucky, next year.
He was calling the Veer Wright offense or something.
Right.
Yeah.
But 1,000 people, turnout. 35 alumni. I heard Andre came after his Pop Warner game, and the line for autographs was like around.
Club long. It was as long as the club.
Wow.
All the way down. But he signed every single one of them.
Wow.
Like a true sport. Yeah, it was a good time.
And people went to the hall.
They did.
What kind of reaction did that get?
So far, so good. I haven't heard anything bad about it.
Yeah.
That's
no,
funny.
They liked it.
I would say the opposite.
You know,
stop. Well, you don't like the hall?
I haven't been
there.
Have you been yet?
Well, how
no.
can you
been
talk?
In.
I'm waiting for them to work out the kinks. When I go in that snow room,
that
I want to be free. I want my nipples to be
that
hard
is
instantly.
The definition.
I'm uncomfortable.
He is the definition of
I didn't
a jerk.
Say about your nipples.
Just the definition of a jerk.
Can we keep my breasts out of it? Oh, my God. It's 5 minutes into the show.
It's already, yeah. But
yes, everyone liked it. Everyone had a good time because the admission into the Game with the Greats included admission into the hall.
Right.
So.
And I heard the pro shop was booming.
It was. Everyone loves the new pro shop.
Yeah.
They could all fit in there at once.
It was
good.
So it was a good day, and the Patriots won.
How did the actual game viewing go?
Well, you know, because the game was so, you know, kind of close and it was a good game, people stayed until the end, even the alumni, where last year everyone was kind of gone at halftime because it was such a blowout. Dallas. So this year it was kind of intense the whole time. We had raffles going on every single commercial break, and they stayed until the end. It was,
What'd you give away?
We had signed photos from, like, Teddy Bruschi. We had, like, signed Stanley Morgan jerseys, hats, cups, like, anything. You know, it was a game of chance. But.
Cups? What size cup?
Guys, right, like mugs, coffee mugs,
jeez.
Cups.
Grow up.
Thanks, Fred. Anyways, yes, it was a good time. We raised lots of money. We haven't gotten the final tally. But it will all go back to the youth sports in New
right.
England.
No, this is the
Lori Baranski.
This is the major fundraiser for the game for the NEPAC.
Right. But you have a new one, right? Merchandise.
We have NEPAC merchandise right in the pro shop now.
Yep.
And all the profits go back into youth sports.
And they have a great logo.
And at the Game with the Greats, we brought four high schools, local high schools, to give them their grant because we're giving out our grants right now.
Yep.
So they were in their jerseys. They looked good. They come up on stage, meet the Hall of Famers,
easy
got their
now.
Check.
That's great.
They looked good. What's wrong with my microphone? Why am I crackling?
Because you're not talking
That's
nice.
That's not your mic.
But yes, it was a very good turnout, a great time had by all.
So this is, what is going on with my microphone?
Stop kicking the wires.
I haven't moved my legs.
Anyway.
Is this going to be now an annual event, definitely
yes.
moving forward?
Yeah. Yes, this was our second year. So yeah, nice. We're already looking forward to next year, how we can make it bigger, better, and different.
Well, one thing was whoever gets into the hall, the new
will be there.
We'll
correct.
Hope will be there.
Knock on wood. Yep. Yes. Ben Coates was there this year. He
ben
is
Coates
this year's Hall of Famer.
Stanley Morgan, Hannah Tippett,
Steve Grogan.
Nelson Grogan,
Dan Klecko.
Next year it'll be. What is going on with my microphone?
Who do you think it'll be next year, Andy?
I don't know. Who's eligible?
Troy Brown?
Anybody?
Fairbanks.
Not eligible. Could be Chuck Fairbanks.
When
I like
is Brown
him.
Eligible?
4 years from now.
Yeah. He's got a little bit of a wait. Unless they waive it.
No.
No waiving.
I don't think you should waive it.
I agree.
What about Larry Eisenhower? They all rave about him.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't really know much. But at the
good
Hall
guy,
of Fame,
no.
At the Hall of Fame weekend, all the Hall of Famers had something to say about how Larry impacted them during their career.
And they're going to say nice things about Ray Ventrone in 10 years, but Ray Ventrone won't be in it.
No, Larry was, I think, a little bit more of a contributor than Ray Ventrone. But, yeah, I think Jim Lee Hunt was the main guy back then as far as defensive linemen. Larry was good, but, you know, I don't know how many All-Star games he made. I don't think any.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. But
who were so you have John Morris, and who was the other from this year, the leftover candidate?
It was the running back, Jim Nance. So he might get nominated.
So those guys have
correct?
A chance.
Jim Nance might get nominated again.
Is he deceased?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Fred's excited that Jim
yes!
Nance passed.
Yes, all right.
That's good.
Yes.
Glad you had a successful weekend.
Thank you.
You know what we should do next year? We should add a PFW member to it.
Yeah, you should go and cover it. Meet some people.
We
find
can't
some autographs.
Get nominated.
Not to the Hall
no,
of Fame.
No, the Game with the Greats.
The Game with the Greats.
Why? We're working. The whole idea is that it's during a game.
Yeah, but there's a lot of you. We could steal one of you.
On the road.
There's been a lot of requests right. for me, I hear.
Yeah?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, requests for your head.
Wasn't there one guy who said I was good? Didn't you
no?
have some meet? Yes, Kyle told me.
Well, Kyle's lying.
They had some like research group, and he was like, how about Andy Hart? Can we get Andy Hart? I like Andy Hart. Some crazy guy.
If you like one in a thousand. Way to go.
Hey.
All the crazy people like you.
I don't have a problem. Speaking from the person who is stalked.
I am not stalked.
Yes, you
anyway,
are.
Anyway, I am not.
No, that one guy.
What
two.
Guy?
You know,
it's actually two
I don't
guys.
Want to say his name. But
oh, those guys? No, they're nice.
Yeah.
Until they chop
right.
you up, put you in a shoebox,
exactly.
and bury you.
Anyway, he was just like, here.
Hold this.
Gary.
All right.
No, they're nice. And they went to the Game with the Grays. They had a good time. They donated money to the cause.
That's good.
They would go anywhere you go.
No.
They have issues. No offense, guys. Keep listening.
Well, you don't mind when I share my chocolates with you. Then
that's
I said,
true.
Okay.
But you're giving me stuff. I have reason.
Who else was working? Kyle?
Kyle was there. Donna was there. We had a lot of interns.
A lot of interns.
Who volunteered their time, which was nice.
You have a lot of interns?
Yeah, we had about six.
From
because
market.
Everybody was away. So we didn't have a lot of
oh,
you know, staff
I thought
yet.
You had in because I hadn't seen interns in and out of your office. Another side note for the alumni, anyone who's around a TV this afternoon, 2 p.m., correct?
Joe Andruzzi.
ESPN2, a Joe Andruzzi featurette special type thing on NFL Films type.
Oh.
He's doing well.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe was at the Game of
he
the
was
Grays.
Not. He had another charity event that day.
Okay.
He was supposed to come, and
right.
he was going to come afterwards, but because there were so many people there, we didn't want to bring him in late and then
right. –
create a fiasco, so he will most likely be there next year.
Is he? He's an active member.
Yes, he is.
I like
you
him.
Can schedule him from appearances.
He's one
speeches.
Of my top five.
Yeah, he's
time.
Been
he's
around.
A very
good
nice
guy.
Guy.
Good
very
guy.
Nice guy.
Great guy.
Yep.
Love him.
Yeah.
And from everything I understand, doing very well health wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now
I saw
year
him
out of
last Saturday
out of remission.
He was here.
Yeah. Whatever that's
yep.
called.
Yep.
So and based on whatever the thing he had, a year is a good. Once you're past a year, it's a pretty yep. important. Landmark and moving forward, he should
so
be okay.
Game with the Greats, another success, two in a row.
Exactly.
Good stuff.
It is good stuff.
Building steam and moving forward.
Yep.
Next year, PFW, Andy Hart.
Maybe we want two gender there.
Why? You need another intern?
All right, so let's get some business out of the way. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Webradio@patriots.com. The phone number is 508-543-7482. And again, we're starting the PFW Brigade. We haven't given it a name yet. But we want to take our tens of thousands of listeners and put them to work. First assignment is to influence the programming on EEI on Mondays and Fridays. 617-779-0850 is the phone number. If you
from memory, once again, cannot give out our phone number from memory, but he's okay with ESPN.
If you want to influence EEI's the program on Mondays and Fridays during Patriots Monday and Friday, that's the phone number to call. Let's see how much strength our legions have.
And we what do you want?
Actually, Fred, I figured out an easy way for you to remember the phone number here.
What?
It's 508-543-PITA. P-I-T-A.
PITA?
Yeah.
The things you watch.
Yeah, PETA.
Yeah, I'm not going to be doing that.
I think we determined it last year was P-H-U-C,
which is pronounced.
What was the question?
So anyway, when do you want the show to be moved to? What time?
No, it's not that. It's we have a lot of emails, people complaining that on EEI and Patriots Monday and Friday, they talk too much baseball. And I said, well,
they do.
Instead of complaining about it, do something about it. Call up and complain or call up and ask a football question, and then they have to talk about football. So,
but isn't it kind of like, you know,
baseball season, playoffs.
I know, but it's called Patriots Monday.
Their major issue is it's broadcast or simulcast, whatever, on our site. So people come to our site, and they're listening for the Patriots Friday aspect,
right.
All they hear is,
yep,
baseball.
Red Sox.
So,
which, by the way, Friday I'm looking forward to.
So I think that, you know, it's like Oprah. You know, she holds up a book, and her people make
it
go
to
the
Andy.
Top of the bestseller list. We can do the same with our thousands.
This is
thousands.
The issue. We got our numbers
Oprah?
Yesterday. They were good, and now Fred thinks he's Oprah. And he has this power, and he can influence all these people.
I don't have the power. The people have the power.
No, Oprah
power
has
to the people.
Power.
People have the power.
Isn't Oprah the most powerful
gives away
woman?
A lot of stuff.
No, she doesn't. See, that's the fraud. She says, oh, I'm giving away cars. No, GM is giving away cars. You're
all sponsors.
She's in the middle of
And every year, her income goes from $5 billion to $10 billion. She's loaded. She gives away like 10 bucks, and everybody goes, Oprah's great. She's
so
not great.
Do the same thing?
Give it all away like Bill Gates is going to do.
We do. We give away a Qdoba buffet every
See?
Year.
Yeah. We're almost Oprah.
Yeah.
I bet we've given away more tacos
away,
than Oprah
Qdoba
has.
Does.
Right. All right, on the phone.
But I don't have $1 billion like Oprah does, or $10 billion, or however much she has.
On the phone right now is Chris with a TIAN, who bought us lunch today. Thank you, Christian.
Hey, you're welcome. What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
I just had a couple of questions. I sort of wanted to get your thoughts on a couple of things. The draft picks, Wheatley and Crable. I noticed Guyton getting, obviously, more playing time, and Crable not even dressing, and Wilhite playing ahead of Wheatley. What, you guys hearing anything about that? I mean, is it just, you know, are they injured, or
well,
is it just, you
know? Wheatley is getting more reps now. He's coming in as a cornerback.
Yeah, he was primary, just a corner, because Wilhite was a nickel most of the day, right?
Yeah, now when Guyton comes in, he's coming in more of kind of like a middle linebacker in the
sub-packages, athletic inside linebacker.
Crable is really, really an outside linebacker. He's not going to do anything in the middle.
And more so than just that, he's not going to be as valuable on special teams because he's that
he's very lanky.
Whereas Guyton is a great athlete, and if you were going to build a special teamer, Gary Guyton is what you'd have. A guy who runs a 4.440, has side strength, speed, athleticism, everything. And that's what got him on the roster first. And because of that, he's playing.
You know, and Adalius Thomas is playing every down.
Right.
So he's not going to come in for him. And Vrabel's on the other side.
And Woods is clearly ahead of Crable. I mean, if Crable were the third outside linebacker, he'd probably be active. But Woods is that guy. Yeah. So Crable is going to games. He's traveling. And he warms up, and then he's an inactive. Yeah. And I think that's going to be.
Crable hasn't done anything wrong to make him the fourth outside linebacker.
Right.
It's just the other guys are just better right now.
So it's basically where he is on
It's a numbers thing.
It's one of the Bill would say, if we could dress 50 guys, we would dress them, and they'd all play. But they can't. They can only dress their 45. And because of his lack of value on special teams, he misses out on any reps he might get on defense.
And I think so that's the Crable. And I think Wheatley, he's starting to make up for a little bit of a step back since training camp. I think he's going to start becoming more and more of a factor.
He should be. He's a second-round pick.
He should be.
The other guy's a fourth-round pick.
And he is. And he will.
Well, the other guy's ahead of him.
So
let's not sugarcoat anything.
Wilhite is not coming in as a corner. He's coming in more.
That's a cornerback position. You can dress it up any way you want, but if Terrence Wheatley were one of the best five defensive backs on the field, best on the team, or best six, he'd be on the football field. He isn't right now. Jonathan Wilhite is.
Well, Wheatley is replacing, is on the edge. He's more of the edge corner.
Oh, okay. are we really doing this? Today's show is going to be all positive. You can't, you know.
I'm just saying what it is. Yeah, so it is what it is.
Yeah, let's go positive then. So another question is, after all that's happened with, you know, with Brady obviously going down and where we are, do you think, you know, being, if we beat San Diego, that's a big if, because, I mean, I still think as good as Castle played on Sunday, it's going to be a pretty tough game for him going up against San Diego. I mean, this is like almost a must-win. I mean, even though it's only like the fifth, sixth week, but it's,
you're,
I mean, they're hurting right now. And it's you think going 4-1 and us being 4-1 or 5-1, you know, did you ever envision that, even with him being in there? You know, I figured they would have been, if it's 500 at the point, I thought it would have been pretty good. So I think it's a bonus.
So you're saying for San Diego it's a must-win?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of agree. You know, they're backed up against the wall, and
they're at home.
You can't dig these early season holes and just always assume you're going to get out of them. Right. And not to mention, I mean, it's the Patriots 2 weeks in a row on the road against a backup quarterback. Chargers are supposed to be this ultra talented team, and they have their own tough road schedule. They're at home this week. I think this is pretty much to a must win early season game.
I think it is too. Absolutely. I mean, and even though the AFC appears to be, even with Indy and them, just, you know, there doesn't seem to be that runaway team. I mean, Denver's pretty good, but I just, the defense I don't like. But
right.
I mean, it's, you know, if this is the year that San Diego, you know, theoretically is going to have the shot to do it, it would be this year.
Yeah, and in the Patriots part of your question, yeah, I will be surprised if they're 4-1 and then 5-1, just because I think it's hard to win in this league, and with a backup quarterback. I certainly didn't think they were going to be able to go twice on the West Coast to San Francisco and San Diego and win two games.
So what does that tell you if they do? If they are 5-1,
tells me that they have some stinkers coming to balance it out, because I still don't think they're going to just run the table.
No, but what does it tell you, though, about the team? I'm not saying what does it tell you about the rest of the season as far as their record, but what does it tell you about this team with Matt Castle as the quarterback if they're 5-1 after 2 weeks?
It's a good sign.
They got as good a shot as anybody.
Right.
That's what I think. They got as good a shot as it's not. Oh, gee, you know, it's going to be a fight. We may go 9-7. We still could go 9-7, 10-6, but I mean, the chances of that happening when you're 5-1 with the schedule is tough. I mean, hey, no one saw Miami coming.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, there could be another game like that. Who knows?
I mean, I'm sure there will be. But I think what it tells me is that this supporting cast that's been around Tom Brady is pretty darn good.
Well, I think we all knew that.
Well, there's been some people that
know that. Everybody who said they were in trouble.
Some people think it's all Tom Brady, and that without Tom Brady, they're going to go 500 at best.
Yeah, and
most of the people said, yeah.
Right.
That's right.
And I still kind of agree with that, because I think the quarterback is the most important position in this league.
I say that you can't go 16-0 with just a quarterback. You need a whole team.
Oh.
You take away the quarterback, you may not be 16-0, but you're still a good team.
There's no one who didn't think they
had
talent.
Oh, a lot of people did.
Randy Moss, Wes Welker, all the guys on defense. Everybody gave them credit. I think most people just said, it's hard to win, and when you take away the best player in the league at the most important position in the league, they're going to take a step back.
They won't be 16-0. No doubt about it.
God.
They won't be 16.
No,
I guarantee you that.
Everybody
They're
thought
not going to be 16
that Moss was going to quit, and the defense was going to be, you know, I mean, who, you know, he wasn't going to play as well. Maybe the defense was going to get exposed because he'd be on the field too much. If, you know, not every game is going to be like Sunday, but if they win the time of possession, they get a pretty good shot.
They do.
I agree.
Have a shot.
But let's just remember where everybody was 2 weeks ago after that Miami game.
I know. What a difference a couple of weeks makes.
So
absolutely.
I think you're going to have more of those. You're going to have a couple more little roller coasters throughout the season.
I agree.
There
with
is
that.
Another egg laying on the horizon somewhere, because that happens when you have a backup quarterback.
Sure. Absolutely.
Well, all right, guys. Well, I can't listen today, unfortunately, because my computer crashed, so I just figured I'd call in. But
all these computers crashing.
You'll be able to tune in tomorrow, but... Thanks for answering my questions.
All right.
Cool, as always.
Thanks for lunch.
Okay, guys.
That was great.
You.
Thanks,
you,
Christian. Christian Simonelli.
Where is he from?
Boston.
Yeah.
He's an engineer. Why are you interested? You met him.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you available?
No, I'm not available.
You're not?
Nope.
You're not out there?
Not out there.
Save that
okay.
one. Are you available?
I'm just wondering, because our listeners probably would like to know.
Not at the moment.
You should...
not at the moment.
For our purposes of having a good show, you should play available. Don't you
think? I'm not available at the moment.
That would be a good character for the show.
Yeah.
We could call you Loose Lori.
I'll let you know in 20 minutes.
Lori Baranski.
It's a fluid situation.
Anyways.
There's a picture...
How's your pregnant wife doing?
Fine.
Good.
Get off the subject,
exactly.
Huh? Uh-oh.
Just trying to switch gears a little bit.
Gary... handed me two very funny pictures. First of all, pfwinprogress.com. Have you seen this, Fred? It's you and I on the Odd Couple bodies. Very good. And then there's a picture of Paul and Eric from, it looks like, training camp. But Eric's kind of like, looks like he's touching Paul from behind.
Let me see. Oh.
On the forum, it said, is Eric giving Paul a back rub?
Oh, I should say that. It's a back rub type from behind, not the other thing.
So those pictures are on pfwinprogress.com?
Yes, one of the great websites of the internet.
And they're all clamoring for Christie's picture.
Well, I noticed on patriots.com, they have the...
she has a nice rack.
The big photo.
She said it, not me.
The big photo on patriots.com of the blogging, the four of you.
Yes.
With Eric's arm around you.
Yeah, that I'm not happy with that.
Well, hey.
That was a photo that was taken for the purposes of a fan visit that somehow made it into the mainstream media.
There's nothing gay about hugging. It's fine.
Eric? What if you hug a gay man? Doesn't that make you gay?
No.
Leave Eric alone.
And if he was gay, there'd be nothing wrong with it. I'd still like
poor
him.
Eric.
That's the addendum, because Lori thinks there's a chance he is.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter.
Now she's uncomfortable, doesn't know what to say.
It does not matter.
I hate you.
It doesn't matter.
I agree. I have no problem.
So why do you keep making fun of him?
Because he won't admit it.
No, it doesn't matter.
How do you know he had a girlfriend, remember?
It's his personal business.
What, that one day thing that Fred drove away with his questioning?
It's his
Fred
personal.
Fred did not drive her away.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
I'm not doing it with you. No.
To change the subject, are we getting a call in from one of those guys today?
Paul or one of them is supposed to call in, right?
Paul said he was calling. I'll call.
Okay. Yeah, no rush. I mean,
we should make a personal ad for Eric.
I've been on board with that forever.
No, we should just do it.
On that,
please don't take that clip, Gary.
We should just do it.
Why don't you hook him up with a cheerleader?
Yeah.
Eric's a little old for the current cheerleaders.
Oh.
Wow, really?
I disagree.
Yeah. Of course you do, Gary.
There's no older cheerleaders?
No, not this year.
There have been. So hook him up with an ex-cheerleader. You know them.
What's the line?
You're an ex-cheerleader.
The line? What do you mean?
How old do they have to be?
They'd be 18.
That's for Eric.
For Eric?
Not to be legal.
How old is Eric? Well, how old is Eric? Isn't he like 35?
30, at least.
So I'm thinking someone at least 30.
I disagree.
I'm thinking Gary. He has wide open... Just whatever.
He dated an 18-year-old when he went to Egypt.
Oh, well, yeah, she was young. She was very young.
He didn't want. Dated. I don't think that is part of it.
He said dated. You said
dated. Okay.
And I thought you said did at first.
I thought you said did.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, unless their parents were involved. Oh, he didn't do anything.
Unless by did you mean board games.
What do you mean their parents were involved?
It sounds like he spent more time with them than he did with the girl.
I think it was a family function.
Okay.
It was a family trip. It doesn't matter.
Leave
I think
Eric
just...
alone.
We're trying to help him.
L-E-A.
Leah?
Leave Eric alone.
V-E. I thought he was spelling leave and just stopped mid-word. I wonder if he's listening. He won't be happy.
No, we'll make him happy because we're going to do a personal ad for him.
Can you do those without
lubricants?
Why? I have a picture of him.
Consent?
I have a picture of him.
Don't use that one.
Why? That's not a bad picture of him. He looks manly.
That's a rarity.
Stop.
All right. So that's all those pictures on pfwinprogress.com.
And order a T-shirt.
Yes.
Best T-shirts going. Can I tell a quick Fred Kirsch T-shirt story?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Did you have it on backwards?
Did yours shrink a little?
Yeah, I think so.
You came into the weight room at the hotel, and you stretched over your head, and your gut was just hanging out. I mean, full gut. Belly button hair. Everything was just... You need to get a bigger one.
It's an extra large.
You need a 2X then.
No, I think they did shrink.
Because your gut was just there.
You should probably put it in the dryer.
Well, aren't you supposed to put it in the dryer?
We don't have to.
Yeah.
No one has a clothesline anymore.
Yeah. Who uses clotheslines?
I do for my pants and stuff so they don't shrink.
It's not the pants that are shrinking.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, wow.
So it's 4 trips a week to Taco...
Well, oh!
Qdoba.
For tacos at Qdoba?
Yes, for tacos at Qdoba.
That's not nice.
See that guy, though? I caught myself.
He's just
that wasn't
not a nice
he's not
guy.
Not
way to go, Kyle.
No. Not a nice guy at all.
I'm just kidding.
Kyle's nicer than you are.
He's an idiot.
He's not an idiot.
You should have seen Kyle come in today, Fred. He had his collar all the way up like a regular golf shirt.
He had a good night. Leave him alone.
He got some?
Well, I'm just saying. I didn't say that.
Okay. You know, he's dating an
go smoke that joint.
Older vegetarian.
An older
She's
vegetarian.
Old, right?
Older than him.
Significantly older and rep or whatever, account manager. and a vegetarian.
Boy, that's
a little sophisticated.
Yeah, so why is she with Kyle? Because he's the opposite of sophistication.
You want to eat my salad?
You don't know Kyle. Maybe he's more sophisticated out of work.
I don't think so.
Then that's when they smoke.
I think she's probably nothing.
Kamadi writes in, while you're talking about Eric, this is a great time to think about the Eric dating game idea.
Dating game?
I don't know what that idea is.
I'm interested. In the game.
In dating Eric?
In the game.
Yeah, why don't you guys get together?
Yeah, match made in heaven.
You're both from Rhode Island.
Touché. Yeah. But no.
Why?
I'm taken at the moment.
Moment. Check back at...
Yeah.
We're at 12:25. Check back at quarter of.
What time is
it?
Eric, he's very creative.
You don't have any friends in Rhode Island? Aren't you a cheerleader? Aren't you supposed to know a lot of people, have a huge social network?
Time out. Why are you
Why don't
up
you
on
hook
me?
Him up with something?
I don't have any friends.
Have you seen the movie on his website?
Yes, his documentary?
Yeah. Very interesting.
Moving.
Yeah, it is.
Well, everybody should go watch that, and they'll know why Eric's alone.
Stop! That wasn't nice.
Hey, why can't you hook him up with somebody? I'm not saying she has to be this gorgeous whatever. Just hook him up with an average, get him like three friends. What does the hand across the neck mean? Does that mean stop talking about it?
That means that he will be fine when I put a personal ad out there for him.
But wouldn't it be better if you knew some, don't you have some intelligent friends?
What is that supposed to mean?
You know Eric, he's a little stuck up. He needs somebody he can talk politics and religion with.
Right.
You don't have any of those?
I don't know, Andy.
Why are you getting mad?
Stripper says, I hear there's a game on Sunday.
You didn't hear it here.
So we probably should talk a little Patriots.
You're the host. I just go where you take me.
Any new developments? We're waiting for Paul's call.
But there's been nothing that's happened since. They haven't practiced yet. Right now it's 9 o'clock on the West Coast.
Right.
They're probably in their early morning meeting on Wednesday getting the game plan at the hotel. They will have practice later today. Paul's going to check in, but you had a Belichick conference call yesterday. The biggest news was something we unearthed here on the show yesterday, the injuries for the Chargers.
Right.
Yeah, John Rooks spoke to Kevin Acey of the San Diego Union-Tribune and Hank Bauer of Chargers Radio about Rivers and Chris Chambers. I didn't hear what he says.
Oh,
you are useless. You are absolutely useless.
So go listen to Playbook from yesterday.
Oh, man.
What we know is...
It's cross-promotion right there.
There's a good chance Chris Chambers won't play.
Right.
Rivers is banged up, so if you can get some pressure on him to hit him, you never know how that's going to play. Although, we learned last year in the AFC title game that he's pretty tough and probably won't just ask out of a game like his running back would. But they're a little bit banged up.
Yep.
So, not a terrible week. Gates is... hip injury, I believe.
That's slowing him a little bit.
Yeah. So your Patriots are coming into a decent situation here with San
Diego.
Things
are bouncing the right way this season.
And as you said, for a special season to unfold, sometimes you got to get some breaks.
That's right. All right. Savard writes in, watched McCain last night. It was like watching Grandpa Simpson. He's done and should go back to watching Matlock or something.
I just want to say after last night's debate, I'm so glad I didn't make that bet. I'm not feeling good about my boy. I thought he was terrible.
What was the bet?
The guy wanted to bet an authentic jersey versus a $200 gift certificate that McCain. I had McCain. He would have.
He
had
does remind
bomb.
Me of that old guy that stands in front of his house going, "Get off my lawn!"
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, I'm a little. I still think he's the better man. He's still the guy I'm going to vote for, and he's still the guy I'd rather have making decisions. But
he tried to make a joke last night about his hair.
Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Went over like a Fred Kirsch joke. There was nothing.
Well.
It was like a Fred Kirsch joke.
No, Fred's better.
Quit sucking up. You're already employed.
Yeah.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address, and we'll be right back.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call, and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
But we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation.
graduation party.
It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com. Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
When you got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. And hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
There is someone for everyone out there.
Says the goddess, Lori Baranski.
We're going to get you a nice profile.
I don't know. The font is real small.
Yeah, he's in small font. You know what they say about guys with small font, Lori.
Kind of like guys with big feet.
You should know. I got a little wiener.
Who actually said that?
Andy.
Oh.
Well,
no, no.
Right, so it makes sense.
I didn't
now.
Want to make a comment. Okay,
right.
So, because yeah, well, you already knew, of course.
Yeah, well, no, because I know saying. You guys would do this. Oh, God.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
I have no formal artistic training.
He says he's so pained when he says it. I have no formal artistic, and we can tell.
I have no formal artistic training.
Oh, not bad.
No, he's very good. He's very good.
He is good.
All right, web radio at patriots.com. TG and NF, oh, not NF, NJ writes in. He says, been watching the PFW TV segments.
Uh-oh.
Fred, your voice doesn't match your physical appearance. Every time I see you speak, I can't get over the sound of your voice. You sound like you should be younger and thinner. It's like your vocal cords never progress beyond puberty.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think you sound.
He's probably right because I went to Emerson College, and one of the courses we had that's mandatory there is voice and articulation.
Obviously, Fred Kurtz.
And they told me that I don't use my diaphragm enough.
Use your throat.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. See, we were not in any way involved in that. No. She blames us. Listen. She goes, "You use your throat."
In cheerleading,
good girls can
yell from your diaphragm. If not, it's coming from your throat.
Obviously, Fred Kurtz.
Right. Right. So anyway, he's probably right. But anyway, he says, Andy, you look like you don't want to be there. I assume you are just holding back because you're constipated. But at least Fred smiles. You look like you're ready to give someone a beat down.
I smile.
And Paulie needs to spend more time outdoors.
Poor Paul.
He also says, where's FNG? Too much of a New York fan to be on the show? And he says, will the Pats be back at San Jose State for the second West Coast trip?
That is the plan.
I think so, yeah.
But I don't think the plan is set in stone. So, you know, we're going to get the first taste this week right now, practice and meetings and everything. I mean, if it was a debacle, if everything goes wrong, I would think there's a chance they don't.
They do that. I mean, I remember we went to New York on the train once. It was really good. The second time we took the train, it was just god-awful, and we haven't done it since.
Because trains are terrible in general.
Well, that first time we went, it was a delight.
Yeah. I think trains are fun.
Trains are like Lawrence Maroney. Every once in a while, you get a great trip. But for the most part, they suck.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and by the way, we should note that the Boston Globe reported this morning that Tom Brady indeed had his knee surgery. September 29th?
Yeah,
they must
have some source that's letting them...
Well, it's through Shira Springer.
While your party is reached.
Because every medical... What in the hell is this?
Is this Parenti's? Oh, my God.
No, it isn't.
This is Mike Parenti's voicemail message.
Hello?
I told you he gets
you.
Mike.
Next. Yes.
This is the Patriots Football Weekly In Progress radio show. What's going on?
Half of it.
Not much. How's it going?
Good. Don't swear because you are live on the air.
Did you just wake up?
Oh, Christ. Thanks for the warning, though. I appreciate
it. Did you just wake up? Can you nudge Eric for me?
More importantly, what the hell were we just listening to?
Your ring back.
Your ring back.
Oh, you like that, huh? It's Luther Vandross.
No,
you wouldn't know
don't.
That, Andy, because you don't know anything beyond 1986.
That was terrible.
That's called real R&B music.
So, Mike, how's it going out there?
Going fantastic. Loving every minute of it. Dan Curry on the Today Show doing stand-up comedy. Good stuff.
You doing any work?
Work?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to practice today. That's going to be fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Going to get to check out San Jose State, see the team in adjusting to its new surroundings, see how they figure that whole process out.
Man,
seems like it's
I'm
pretty routine. They got everything here, though. They got so much equipment in the video room and all that stuff. It really does seem like it's just being, like, back at Foxborough again.
Do they have a weight room? Are they going to do workouts while they're out there with Mike?
I don't know where they're working out because the weight room here wouldn't be feasible for workouts for an entire football team.
Right.
They're probably going to have to go somewhere off-site. I imagine they go to the school.
Yeah, they're probably borrowing the college's weight room.
Yeah.
You can't work out
with 50-pound dumbbells when you weigh 225 pounds.
Andy can.
Well, Andy doesn't lift anymore, so he wouldn't know anything about that.
Have you crossed paths with Paul Perillo this morning? Is he alive, or did you guys have a tough night? Because my understanding is Gary tried to call Paul, and there was no answer, so I'm wondering if that was a result of, like, 25 Miller Lights.
No, Paul's fine. I didn't drive anywhere yesterday, so everything's okay.
Yeah, we hear that you suck.
No, Paul's just a bitch. That's all.
Oh.
It's like driving with an old woman in the back seat.
Instead, it's an old fat
man. Paul's the kind that drives in the high-speed lane doing 45 with his left blinker on the whole time.
That's actually Fred Kirsch. I've traveled to many a TV show with that occurrence.
Yeah. You know, backseat drivers, nobody really appreciates them.
Got that right. So, you guys do anything yesterday? Did you go to Alcatraz?
Yes, we went to Alcatraz to check out the island.
You and Eric?
Very nice scenery.
Did you actually go on it, on the island?
Yeah, oh yeah, we took the ferry to the island, and you walk around, you do a little tour.
Yeah?
You can do like an audio tour, but that's kind of a waste of time.
What did you take to the island?
What?
What did you take to the island?
What did I take to the island?
Yeah, how'd you get there?
Ferry.
Oh, you brought Eric?
Stop.
That's cute. That's very good.
What are you doing right now?
Pictures. I'll show you.
Where are you right now, Mike?
I'm in my hotel room.
Do you have pants on?
No.
You don't, do you?
I'm naked from the waist down.
Oh, God. I didn't need that.
Is Eric with you?
Oh, come on.
It was coming out of Andy's mouth.
Has he made up a new girlfriend yet?
All right. We don't have to be mean. No,
come on. Are you talking to me?
No. We want to get some Patriots info. So, Mike, fill us in here. What's the scuttlebutt? What are they thinking about San Diego coming up? You guys obviously got the news, I'm sure, that Chris Chambers may not play. Rivers is a little banged up. What's the feeling out there?
Well, they talk a lot about San Diego's explosive offense. You know, they're averaging close to 30 points a game. But when you look at it, it really hasn't been all that great. You know, last week in Miami, they got beat by those same trick plays that beat New England here at Gillette Stadium. So I'm not really sure what to think of this game yet. I changed my pick after watching San Diego lose to Miami. We know they're going to talk them up all week. But, you know, LaDainian Thomas still doesn't seem to be turning that corner yet. It looked like after the last two games in September that he was starting to reach his peak, and then he kind of regressed a little bit against Miami. And now with Rivers being banged up and Chambers probably out, yeah, I think it's going to be a hard time for him. I like New England in this game, to be honest. I think San Diego's going in the wrong direction now. And they got to talk about how explosive they are and with the offense and everything. But we saw how they game plan for San Francisco with their nickel coverages and their dime packages. So I think they'll come up with something special for San Diego to be able to get them off the field on third down.
Plus, part of the problem with that whole theory that they big play offense is Chris Chambers was a big part of those big plays.
Right.
If he doesn't play, that
changes
their
Well, he's really their only big play receiver.
Right, that's my point. So if he's out, that changes the whole look of that offense, that passing game.
Exactly. So I think they kind of spoke, you know, when Bill talked about it yesterday, probably hadn't really heard much about what Chambers' status was going to be quite yet. But even if he knew Chambers was out, I'm sure he'd be talking up the explosive factor, given that they do average about 29 a game.
Right.
But, you know, it's all relative. I mean, they scored a lot in garbage time, too, in some games. And, you know, they had a big win over the Jets, where they scored the bulk of their points. But, you know, on a consistent basis, it really hasn't been the same Charger offense that we've grown accustomed to seeing.
What's on the docket today? You've got a Belichick press conference later today, player availability. Tell us what people can expect on Patriots.com. And I know you guys are blogging all day as well.
Yeah, we're going to blog some information, too, from the press conference. And we're also going to have, Eric's going to have an update on the web. So it's going to be the traditional Wednesday that we have every single day. So there's going to be a lot of information. I would check the blog a lot. And we'll probably blog some tasteless humor, too, along the way, just to kind of spice it up a little, too.
Sure.
Now, will you be driving to San Jose Stadium?
I'm not driving anywhere anymore because I'm sick of them bitching about it. So we're just going to let Eric drive, and then we'll see who's really that bad after all. You know, if you want to get there fast and get there on time, then you can let me drive. If you want to get there 10 minutes later than normal, then let someone else do it.
But the best part of this is Paul will bitch about it, but he'll never drive.
He'll never drive.
Never.
Exactly. No, that's what kills me is everybody complains, but nobody wants to get behind the wheel.
Yep. So before we say goodbye, what is the song that we heard when we called you? What's the name of the song?
Never Too Much by Luther Vandross.
Never Too Much by Luther Vandross. Okay. All right.
Why would you have the whole call played live? Like, why would you play the actual ringing part on the air?
I don't know. It just happened.
Because I heard it when the first time I called.
It's part of our shtick.
Two Gender behind the studio? Is he?
No, Two Gender's sitting at a microphone doing absolutely nothing.
Lori's in the studio, so Two Gender's as close as he can get to her without getting in trouble with HR.
Two Gender's trying to hook up.
With who?
Lori.
Lori's here.
Oh, well, God bless you, Lori.
All right, Mike.
Is too gay for you, or
now, Mike? Have you found a salon out there to do your weekly stuff?
Not yet. No, it's getting a little rough out here. So I figured Lori might know all the salons in the east and west coast of the United States.
I don't know
States,
if they do threading over there, though.
I figured Eric would know.
Really?
Yeah, they have to do that out
I'll
there.
I'll figure something out. I'll still look beautiful. Don't worry.
I'm sure you will.
All right. Well, if you run into Eric or Paul on the way to the bathroom, you know, just let them know if they want to call in too. They can call in
on the way to the bathroom.
Well, I don't know. Aren't you guys sharing
okay,
a room?
Great.
All right, Mike. Okay.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
All right, Mike. Mike Perrini. We don't need Kevin AC or John Blow. We've got our own guy out there.
John Blow.
just let Fred go. He's...
Isn't John Doe?
No.
I'm doing a show with Dumb and Dumber.
All right. That's Mike Perrenny.
Which one's
West
dumb? Which one's dumber?
You just be quiet over there.
You're the sequel. Dumberer and Dumberest, whatever. He'll be able to find a threat. I mean, aren't there a lot of gay men out there? And don't gay men?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm being serious. Enough. Gay men groom themselves very well.
But threading is new over here.
I've never heard of it, and I don't get it. Why is a thread better than a tweezer?
It's called plucking eyebrows?
Yeah.
No, they thread them.
What's the difference?
They literally tie a string around
your hair. But why is that better than tying just grabbing it with your little tweezers and plucking?
Because it goes faster. They can do like a whole line at once instead of plucking each hair one by one.
Don't they have to tie it around each hair?
So it's like a big knot, and then they go like this. And when they tighten the string, all the little hairs pop out. Get it?
No.
I don't know.
You should get your eyebrows done.
What people do.
I'm not gay.
You see, you know, that's a big mistake.
That's called grooming.
That's a big mistake that women make, I think. They think that men pay a lot of attention to eyebrows.
Right. Focus on your breasts.
We don't. I mean, you know, get these women that just pluck all their eyebrows out, and then they draw it back in with a pencil.
Yeah, I don't really get that.
It's
terrible.
Ridiculous.
Can we get my breasts out of it?
Men don't care, unless, like, they're hanging over your eyes. Men don't care about your eyebrows.
Right.
We
but
don't.
Women do.
Like, for example,
it opens up your eyes.
What's her name? Remember Kathy Ireland?
Yep.
She had, you know, big eyebrows, but no one cared.
That's
you noticed.
Eyebrows.
But you noticed.
No, yeah, and he noticed while he was looking at her in a swimsuit issue and saying she's hot.
Yeah.
But she's got big eyebrows.
Right, but she's not, you know, the whole plucking eyebrows thing, women, you don't need to do that.
I agree.
But it makes you feel better.
Why?
Why?
Because it's just...
Because society tells you to feel better?
Because you think it makes you look better, but it doesn't.
It makes you look cleaner. It freshens your face. It opens your eyes. Trust me on this, guys.
Your eyebrows hang over your eyes?
No.
Because if that's the case, then I agree with you. You should probably be plucking
right,
them.
Right, you know.
If you look like those old men that have them that are like,
Lori Baranski
is Harry.
It is Harry. All right. Web radio at patriots.com is an email address. Larry from San Diego writes in. He says, I hope you enjoyed your lunch yesterday. My wallet was very happy that Paul was on the left coast.
Yes, thank you very much, Larry.
I'm now listening to yesterday's podcast at work. I'm still cooking my company's books. I hear you on yesterday's podcast discussing the Pat's new Dancing with the Stars participant, Twinkle Toes Maroney. I was at the game, and I noticed the play when Maroney went out of bounds short of the first down instead of putting his head down and easily getting the first down. Ivan Fierce pulled Maroney right after that play and was in his face yelling at him. Then, on another play, he danced around and lost 4 yards, and Fierce pulled him out and once again was in his face. I think with Castle, the best chance for the Pats offense would be using Morris and Jordan exclusively and giving Maroney only spot duty.
Yes.
Why doesn't Maroney run back kickoffs? When the defense is on the field after a long drive, you see Hobbs looking very tired, going to return the kick. Maroney did a great job his first year running back kicks, and he will be a lot fresher, and an injury to Hobbs would hurt the team more.
Yeah, we discussed that yesterday. The problem is Hobbs has been so good. That's a strength right now, and I don't know if you want to change that up. But I agree with the rest of that. I think it's Maroney and Jordan, and just when Maroney gets carries, he gets them. You certainly don't try to get him the ball. You don't start him anymore. Because it'd be one thing if it was dance, 25-yard. Dance. But he has good games every once in a while. He had the nice stretch at the end of last year, but it's mostly just dance.
He's not Barry Sanders. I mean, Barry Sanders had a lot of runs for losses.
Right.
But then
at the end of the day, he had 165 yards rushing.
Right, right.
Lawrence Maroney does that once every 8 months.
Right. So he's just got to hit the... I mean, there was one play where he was running off tackle, and if he had just gone straight ahead, he would have had easily 4 yards.
Yep.
And he ended up with like a 1 yard loss or a no gain.
The stallion has not been broken. He still has his old habits.
And whatever they have to do, they need to break him.
Yes. You know? I think it's too late.
You think it's too late?
I don't think you can teach an old dog new tricks, and he's getting to be an old NFL dog. Dog, as Felger would say, D-O-G-G.
Ping Pong writes in.
Hey, Ping Pong.
You
know why he's called that, Lori?
No.
You shouldn't. You'd be uncomfortable.
He's only 14,
Why did
though.
You say that? He's 14?
Because it involved him, a girl, and a ping pong table at age 14.
All right.
And a paddle.
He's kind of he's kind of my hero.
He's 14.
Yeah, right.
Doing that when I was 14, so he's my hero.
I just have one question today. He says, yesterday during class, I blurted out, ah, boo-boo tinkums. My teacher asked me what Boo Boo Tinkums meant, and I had no clue. What does Boo Boo Tinkums mean?
Boo Boo Tinkums.
It's
about going potty, isn't it? When a kitty goes potty, it's really not all that vulgar. Tell your teacher to look it up on UrbanDictionary.com.
Is that what it does?
Yeah, I mean, it's just literally about Boo Boo the kitty going tinkums.
Boo Boo the kitty?
It's not anything sexual or vulgar like most of the words we give out.
Okay.
It's just like, oh, did tinkums go boo boo, whatever. It's like the crazy old lady, the cat lady, talking to her cat.
Oh,
boo boo tinkums.
Okay.
So it's okay. Tell your teacher it's okay. It's not vulgar.
All right.
Now, don't say anything about rib pontoons. Because that one might get you in trouble.
Wagon ruts.
Wagon ruts. Don't say nice whip, nice rib pontoons and wagon rut, lady. But my kitty goes boo boo tinkums. Boo boo tinkums.
You guys are so weird.
That's why our popularity is soaring until Mr. Kraft hears it.
Paul writes in, great game Sunday. There was a good stream online, so I didn't have to rely on Belo's blog and NFL.com. Couple questions. One, of the first round picks taken in the last 5 years, who has contributed the most and who will be the highest contributor to the Patriots by the end of their career?
I wasn't listening, sorry.
Of the first round picks in the last 5 years, who has contributed the most and who will by the end of their career?
So we're going backwards with...
I'd say Mankins.
Mayo? Who was last year? Merriweather. Maroney.
Mayo!
Yeah.
Mankins. And who was before Mankins? Wilfork?
Wilfork was a first-round pick, yep.
Yes, I know he was a first-round pick.
And so was Warren. Who was before?
Warren came first. Was Wilfork 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I got the media guy
Wilfork was, yes, you're right.
Wilfork was 04.
Yep.
Mankins was 05.
Right.
06, Maroney. 07, Merriweather. 08, Mayo.
Right.
Mayo!
The biggest contributor who has so far, yeah. I would say... It's tough. It's Wilfork and Mankins.
Yeah, I'd have to say Wilfork.
I'd have to say Mankins. He started every game. Wilfork worked his way in.
That's
so if we're going to just
true. Yeah, now consistently, yeah.
But I think it's a scratch. They're both all
I think
pro
Wilfork
caliber
is now. Yeah, I think Wilfork is probably one of the best nose tackles in the league right now.
Yeah, but I think there's people that believe Logan Mankins is developing into one of the best guards in the league.
Yeah.
But the Mayo one is going to be. I think Merriweather is going to be a good player, not a great player. Be interesting to see how Mayo develops. But
right.
You're right. I'd probably lean towards Wilfork right now. And notice one guy we're not talking about is Lawrence Maroney.
Well, it is what it is. I can't, you know. Anyway, his second question is, how difficult is it to get tickets for Gillette around Christmas time, as that is when I will look to come out next year.
Oh, next year.
Oh, well, we can.
Fred will hook you up.
Paul is from London, so we'll figure something out. And then three.
For the record, and this goes out to our buddy James over at pfwprogress.com and any other people like Paul. Gillette Stadium is not really accessible via public transportation. On game day, there's very slight public transportation, but you really, if you're going to come and stay in Boston, you need to have a car.
You need to rent a car.
Yeah, you need to be able to get around on your own because we're out in the middle of nowhere down here.
We're about a half hour away from Boston.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, sure you could get a cab, but it's going to be expensive. I don't know if you'd be able to get a cab back after a game. I mean, your best bet is to have a rental car. You can get good deals on rental cars these days, too. So.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need a license.
No, I know, but I'm saying the cab ride, if you take a cab both ways, it's probably going to cost you like $150 for a cab ride.
Right.
You could probably rent a car for a week for $200 and something.
Yeah, but if you're just coming game day, you could take the train right from South
Station.
And
you miss that stupid train. And if you wanted to come down on a different day to see the hall, get a car.
Get a car.
If you're going to come all the way across the pond and stay in a hotel, spend the extra couple $100 to get a car. Then you can go to everything. You can go up see the foliage. You can go skiing. Go visit Lori at her house.
Thanks.
We'll be giving out her address later in the show. Eric's cell phone number.
Paul's final question is the fantasy blowdown on tomorrow? And will Two Gender be hosting it since Belo is in Santa Clara? No, Belo's going to host it, right? He's going to tape it out there.
I don't know that they wanted.
Actually, if you watch yesterday's Patriots Today, nice poolside interview with Ty Warren and Belo.
Is Belo wearing clothes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Ty Warren wearing clothes?
Yeah, they were both fully clothed
by that little pool there. No one used the pool
over there.
Make
sure you tell your friends.
It was kind of chilly.
There was one guy. I looked out. I heard splashing, and it was this huge fat guy with his T-shirt on. He must have been 350.
Paul.
No, he had hair. He actually looked like Pete Shepard from The Big Show, and he was just flopping around in the pool like a beached whale.
Wow.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
That's a classic. That's a classic.
That's a stunner.
John Halama on the mound against El Duque.
That's fine. And those types of things are fine. But you're doing an announcement that one of the greatest, a guy that's beloved in that industry dies. And you say great
news. Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
Isn't that when you're particularly careful with what you say?
Well, he doesn't. He's not careful. If that's what the Connecticut School of Broadcasting produces.
There may be a little production license on that.
Don't worry about it. We like to rip them.
John, it's...
Am I supposed to read this, Gary?
What is this?
Because Fred will probably never get to it.
What is it?
Did you... one of our emailers from... I think he's from Maine. And Sam in Maine wanted to say that while ping pong might sound cool, this guy, Sam, has a friend on his Legion baseball team this summer who we called Trampoline.
Oh. Well, one of my roommates...
That might be a little awkward if you get out of, like... sync with the bouncing and the...
Will you guys ever grow out of this?
Never.
One of my roommates at the men's club we used to call the mattress man.
That's...
You know, remember that...
Wait a minute. Wouldn't 97% of the world be called mattress man?
No. Remember that song, I think it was by Heart, Try to Understand, he's the mattress man?
No.
Well, I've never heard that song before.
But I don't...
Well, it's not called... We changed the words to that.
But the point is, these guys have nicknames because... Not many people do it on a trampoline. Not many people do it on a ping pong table.
That's the song.
Everybody does it on a mattress.
But he does... Well, okay.
I'm feeling uncomfortable.
All right.
This has nothing to do with this.
You got to get to the chorus. I can't wait until then. There it is.
Oh, I've heard this.
We called him the mattress man.
Oh.
Just because... Men's Club was wild.
Many.
Yeah.
We had one woman literally hiding in the closet while he had another one in his bedroom.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And he was on a break from being a bartender across the street.
Lori Baranski.
So this was on this was on his break. He had,
two?
Yeah.
Stay classy, ladies. I'll just hide in the closet till you're done. I mean,
that's some stories from the men's club. John and South
Carolina. She made her father proud that night.
John in South Carolina, is it me or does Falk seem to hit the hole faster than any of our other running backs? Speaking of the matches, man, is that because Falk just runs where the hole is supposed to be, or is he just that fast at spotting the hole?
he runs where the hole is supposed to be. He runs fearlessly.
Yeah.
Despite his diminutive nature, he just hits it.
Yeah.
And if he's going to get whacked, he's going to get whacked. I think Sammy Morris hits the hole pretty hard,
too.
No,
I think those other guys hit the hole very fast.
Right. Yeah. Three of these guys are alike, and one isn't.
One kind of likes to figure out if the sea's going to part for him.
Right. The Reds, like Bill says, not too many plays open up like the Red Sea. And that's what Maroney seems like he's looking for.
Yep.
But that's so disappointing.
Because
you are right. He has talent.
You can just see him.
Can you imagine, though, if you're Ivan Fears? Like, we talk about it. It's our job to talk about it, but... This is Ivan Fear's life. His job is to coach five guys and have them perform as well as they can year round. I mean, he starts February ended, the Super Bowl was over. He's thinking what he can do to improve for next year. He spends all year, and Lawrence Maroney just poops on that every time he carries the ball.
Coming out of Minnesota, was this a problem that he had?
Yes, this is his history. But I think the difference was he always looked for the big play and danced, but he was one of the best athletes on the field, so a lot of times he hit the big plays. You know what I mean? Now
so much bigger and faster than the guys.
Bigger, faster, strong, everything. But now the guys on the other side, Patrick Willis is on the other side of the ball and is a better athlete. So
what, you just think he's scared of getting hurt?
I don't think it's scared. I think it's an overconfidence in his talent that I can make every play a huge play, and too much desire for the big play. It's not glamorous, but four-yard runs lead to big plays.
Right.
4-4-4-4,
right.
Big play.
Right.
He doesn't want to do that. He wants to cut right in line and get right to that 35-yard run, and you can't do it that way.
No, you can't do it.
But it's so frustrating.
Joel and Merrimack, Paul and Mike leave town, and you guys go off the deep end. First, it's Lori and Andy's show. Then it's Boo Boo Tinkham's.
That was an email question.
By the way, Eric, if you are listening, I am coming to the conclusion that you don't suck as much as you used to. Keep it up, and you might only suck mildly. And from there, who knows, maybe you become Paul Jr.
Aww.
By the way, anyone know why Brady chose to have his surgery in California? I was at my orthopedic surgeon the other day, and he said that the team doctor was every bit as good as the surgeons in Cali. I sort of assumed it was because his son was in Cali, but I wasn't sure. One more question. Have you guys heard anything more about Lamont Jordan? Keep up the great work.
No, we haven't heard anything more other than Bill saying he seems like he's a fast healer, and therefore leading us to believe it's not a serious injury. Because I think that was concerning, because he just kind of went down. And that's, I mean, sometimes those are ACLs or Achilles or these freak injuries, some popping of something. But doesn't sound like it is that. As far as the Brady thing, I would assume that Dr. Gill is every bit as good as this guy, but I would assume some of the personal issues played into the decision. But
and this
guy's good.
This guy is—he works with a lot of teams.
He's good.
He's got a long resume.
I think there's a lot of those guys out there.
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot of orthopedic surgeons who work with a lot of pro teams. Who, I mean, Tiger Woods had knee surgery in Denver somewhere or the Colorado area. My guess is Tiger Woods didn't go to some hack. He went to a guy that's pretty good. So there's probably dozens of these guys.
Right.
It's not just Dr. James Andrews who's great. There's a bunch of them.
And if you're going to, you know, have the surgery, you don't want to have to then get on a plane if you want to go visit your son.
My guess is he's staying out there for a while.
Exactly. Yeah.
That would be my guess. That is part personal, part a guy he might trust. He might have a relationship. His representatives are from out there, right? So they may have a relationship with this guy and a confidence in his skills. Yeah. Because it is, you know, I think it's I called it a minor major injury. You know, assuming everything goes as planned, he'll be back next year with no problems. But it is scary when you're one of the best athletes on the planet and they're performing procedures on your body that you don't know how they're going to turn out.
All right.
I would not go to a commercial break right now since Gary's in this room.
Well, it's 1:03, Gary, so we have to take a break and we'll be right. He's yelling at me.
He's yelling. What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce,
guacamole,
cookies and
brownies,
homemade tortilla chips,
everything.
But we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties,
soccer games,
birthday parties,
baby shower for my son's graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh,
affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com. Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, Off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and a long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
And now,
A blog reading from Dan Twogender. Twogender.
July 26, 2008. Classic Kirsch, part deux. Sporting his fashionable new navy blue and red Patriots training camp cap, Fred, sitting in the row directly behind me, leans over and says, "Eric, I was just thinking, this hat is really stiff." He takes the cap off, realizing he left the cardboard filler in the front of the hat. Fred removes the cardboard and tosses it on a nearby table, laughing. He follows up with, "Actually, I kind of liked it with the cardboard in there. I might put it back in. Is this the man?"
For other blogs on your favorite team, log on to Patriots.com. They're on there somewhere.
Dan, you have to learn how to say it. It's not, "Is this the man?" It's, "Is this the man?" That's how you have to say it.
The man.
Gary and I did about 10 takes of that.
Oh. And you still didn't get it right?
Got it wrong.
That's
it's,
the way
it's
we
that way
to
on
do
purpose.
It.
Oh.
Who's on the phone? Eric's on
I
the phone?
No formal artistic training.
Hey, Eric.
What's up, Freddie?
How you doing?
I'm good.
You getting a tan?
A little bit. I need it.
So does Paul.
Well, you know.
So what's happening out there? We talked to Perenni, and he didn't give us anything. What do you got?
he gave you nothing?
He sucked.
No, he was okay.
Really?
He was okay.
He's been upset all week because Paul's been berating him for his lack of driving skills.
Right,
yeah.
but Paul won't get behind the wheel, will he?
Well, Paul can't sit behind the wheel.
Oh.
Seat doesn't go back
that
far.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, but if he could, no, he wouldn't. No, because he's a lazy bastard. That's
yes.
why.
What are you guys driving, an Impala?
An Impala, yeah.
Wow.
A newer one, though. Not one of those old school 70s type.
No, I didn't think so.
Yeah, not an Asante Samuel Impala. It's a
new age. No, new age, yeah.
Okay.
But no, we're going out to practice in about, we're leaving in about 5 minutes. Go over to San Jose State and check out the facilities there and see what's going on. Supposed to Bill later this morning and then players at about 11:30 Pacific time. So about 2:30 over there. And then practice starts at 12:40 Pacific.
Right.
Yeah, so, we know you're on the West Coast. Stop saying Pacific.
So how long are we going here?
So, okay, so you're going to be blogging. Are you going to be doing the blogging today? Or
I do the web updates. We have put up a few blog entries about what's been going on so far this week. There's plenty of material to gender to do some new ones, though. There's some new blog readings.
They're
him.
Too long. You need to keep them shorter.
You can edit them and just read part of
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You can edit them too, Jenna.
Jesus.
Or you can have someone who knows how to read do it for
you.
Oh,
wow. Eric comes with his fastball.
Tonsorial.
Eric, most important, what did you have for dinner last night? Where'd you eat?
Oh, we went to a great Italian restaurant over at Fisherman Wharf after we came back from Alcatraz. And actually, Perillo.
Oh! Yay!
Thanks, Eric.
He blew up,
Eric. I wanted to hear about the restaurant.
I'll be honest. When he was going through the rundown of the day, I was starting to doze off. We got Bill at 11, which, of course, is 2
Why do we even bother
time.
With any of them calling in?
That was mean.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be mad.
He's going to be so mad.
He might actually call back. Gary, we were accidentally disconnected. I'm ready to go now.
I can just see him going up. They blew me up. I just can't believe what a bunch of... They blew me up.
That's good stuff.
Poor Eric.
He deserved it.
I have no formal artistic training.
You weren't bored when he was doing the rundown?
Well,
the way he speaks is boring.
That's just because Mike had already given us the rundown.
We have Bill at 12:40.
Oh,
which, of
Pacific.
Course, is 3:40.
I did
want to
get his
Pacific.
Take on Alcatraz, though.
Why?
With
and
Paul.
I wanted to hear about it.
Yeah.
Paul's take is the one that
he's
matters.
He's coming back, Lori.
Because Eric would have loved it no matter what because he feels like he's supposed to love it. Paul
right.
might have hated it, might have loved it, might have bitched about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just Paul being Paul.
No one has to drive there, so he was probably happy about it.
Well, they had to drive to get near there.
To the ferry.
Plus, he had to walk, so he's probably not too happy about it.
Not that miserable, guys.
I think somebody played a joke on me when I went, and they wouldn't let me on.
Really?
On then, what?
I went to Alcatraz, and I said, "Two, please." And the lady said, "For when?" And I said, "Right now." And she goes, "Oh, no, it's a 14-day wait."
That's baloney.
Is it possible like midsummer or I went on like a busy summer weekend or something?
I don't know. But
I think I got hosed.
I was there in April. I went online. I bought tickets for the next day, and I went.
Well, that is the next day.
Yeah.
I went that second.
So?
I think I got hosed. I think somebody screwed with me.
Isn't Maybe. There like a bush guy over there?
Huh?
In San Francisco? Some yes. random guy that pops out of bushes?
There's a guy that he hides behind this plant on the sidewalk, and when people walk by, he jumps out at them.
Yeah, like that's what he does for a living.
Yeah. He's been doing it for years and years and years. And
what do you mean he does that for a living? Where does the money come in?
People, they tip him.
They tip him for scaring them.
Yeah.
Just the tip?
And he got me twice. He got me on the way up and the way back.
How much did you give him?
Nothing. And he yelled at me.
Wait a minute. He scares people and expects them to pay it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I hope somebody shoots him one of these days. I mean.
He's kind of like, you know, he's kind of like a staple, you know, down there.
San Francisco folklore.
He's about a block before you get to the In-N-Out Burger place.
Why do you know where every In-N-Out Burger place is?
Because that's the only one I've ever been to.
What, I don't get it.
I've never been there, but a lot of people talk about him.
Yeah, he's famous.
Really?
He's famous.
I never saw him. I was there.
You didn't go down there. You didn't go all the way to the
he's
end.
He's like those stupid people that paint themselves all silver and say, take a picture.
There's another
and
guy
if you
there.
Just take a picture and don't pay him, they, like, chase you and yell at you.
Right. Right.
You're in public. I can take a picture if I want.
You can. And he can yell at you if
sure.
he wants.
Right. And I can punch him, and then we can fight, and his paint will come off, and it'll be blood.
Oh, boy.
It's like people in Hawaii. They go around with their parrots and stuff to take pictures with.
Oh, yeah.
Making money off their parrots.
Mexico like their monkey.
Yeah.
What? Dave in Alexandria writes in, I keep hearing that Guskowski and other... Oh, wait a minute. The door is... Somebody's at the door.
Hi, I'm Tara, pizza with a smile Bertrand. It's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day. Paul, save some for everyone else. Jeez.
Well, thank you, Tara. I'm sure, enjoying your week off with, I hope, no transcribing, although she might have to transcribe conference calls. Gary's right. It does fit. We just had a quick reference to monkeys, and therefore we have the word of the day, which is mattress monkey. That's mattress monkey. Last night was so great. He's such a mattress monkey.
All right.
Now, was your friend a mattress monkey or just the mattress man?
The mattress man. I keep hearing that Guskowski...
He was probably a mattress monkey.
This is Dave in Alexandria. I keep hearing that Guskowski and other kickers had great games teeing off and kicking the ball into the end zone and pinning the opposition on the 20-yard line. My question is, what is the ideal kickoff we should be asking Guskowski to try for? Do we want him to kick the hell out of the ball, pass the end zone, and prevent any return? Or
yes.
Do we ideally want a high kick landing at the 1-yard line so we can hopefully get a tackle before the 20 and potentially cause a fumble, but also risk the kick return? Which approach best suits the Pats' special team strengths?
The former.
Yeah, it's very hard to get a high kick that goes all the way to the one.
And on a high kick, also have your coverage be perfect, no breakdowns.
Right.
Because let's remember, these are pretty good athletes that are on the other side of the ball generally, and it only takes one guy to get blocked or knocked down or be out of his lane, and there could be a big return. So you know they're starting at the 20 every single time if you put it in or through the end
zone. The average kickoff return is the 28. Did we establish that?
It's a fun fact.
So if you get to the 20, that's good. That's if you're starting at the 20 for the defense, that's good.
Right. Yeah, right. And you've gained 8 yards in that little average back and forth.
Despite what Paul says.
Yeah.
Finally, can most NFL kickers kick for a touchback on a regular basis if the coach asks them to?
No.
No, they can't.
Because if the coach asked them to, they all would.
Yep.
Now, Guskowski had a short one last week that it looked like, I think he mishit. You know, Paul turned to me and said, do you think they were trying to pop that up and get down there? I think he just mishit it. He was trying to drive it, got under it a little bit, and it went end over end, and Rossum had a return on it. But he has been very...
Lights out.
And I think that's just a product of he's hitting the ball well. Whether it's a kickoff or a field goal, he's hitting the ball exactly how he wants to pretty much every time. And that's new. I mean, we've seen him in training camp, and there's practices where... They would do 8 kicks at the end, and he'd miss 3.
Yeah.
So for him to consistently do it now in games
he's in a groove.
Is phenomenal.
17 in a row, dating back to last year.
Yes, last December. Hasn't missed one since. And the kickoffs is a new thing, too. I mean, he's always had a strong leg, but there's a difference between just having a strong leg and doing it in the game and putting it in the end zone.
P.S. Eric sucks. Leave his pompous ass in California and see how long it takes for him to get back to Boston.
That's nice.
You know, this is not a gay joke, I need to preface with. Isn't that the kind of place where he should be?
Because it's artistic and everything.
Artistic, new age.
There's a lot of artistic
interested
places.
In a lot of stuff.
Not just there.
But that's kind of what Providence is trying to have its image be. So he's...
Are you comparing San Francisco to Providence?
It's culture. It's called
I
culture.
Have no but that's what I mean. Artistic training.
He's trying to find people to spend like $10,000 on a drawing. And wouldn't he have a better chance in that artistic culture with Silicon Valley and money and... Wouldn't he have a better chance out there? Maybe we should leave him there.
No, I think there's a lot of places he could do well. Boston is one. There's a whole art culture.
But he hasn't
Boston
done well.
Like number three for the top singles town or something.
Well, first of all, he doesn't go to Boston. He lives in Providence and stays in Rhode Island all the time.
Did you know that I think it's the first or second Friday of every month at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts, there's like a singles night? Did you
really?
Know that?
Eric should go.
No, he should go.
Tell Eric about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should send him an invitation, like, to go there. And then he just goes.
And then someone can tail him.
And then he screws up.
And then Dan will
That's how
him.
These always
Dan,
end.
Get the mini disc recorder.
He always screws him up. Remember, we had one of our listeners who was basically offering up his daughter to Eric, and that never worked out.
Yeah, but he said she was good-looking and everything, right?
So he screwed it up somewhere along the line.
No, he's very picky. How do you know she emailed him back? How do you know she was in with it?
She wasn't. That's my point. He screws it up.
How do you know she existed?
Those vacation romances never work.
Oh, this is a separate one.
No, this is separate.
Oh, this is separate.
It's one of our listeners who tried to set him up.
Steve writes in, "Hey, guys, and Eric, I know he's not there, but I can't resist. On the topic of Maroney, I think the question Belichick was asked before the one specifically about Maroney was more telling about the playing time Maroney is getting and about the number of snaps he'll get this week. Bill said, quote, you never really know how those opportunities are going to come up or how those situations are going to break or what personnel groupings will happen to be in there in certain situations. It's really more players being ready and able to capitalize and take advantage of the opportunities they get and their overall ability to execute offensively in different situations. That's all about Maroney to me. Do you think the coaches are not seeing good things in practice from Maroney and are limiting his game snaps, or is he practicing well but busting out in games, and so they limit his snaps as soon as things look bad in a game? It could be either, but...
Well, he hasn't been good in games.
He's definitely getting his chances early in games.
They started.
And he's
starting running back on this team.
Right.
I don't care about opportunity situations. Every game, you start with a first down. He's usually in there.
Right.
More often than not, he's in there. So, he's the starting running back. He's not worth it. He's not giving you the bang for your buck you need there.
Do you think that the coaches are not seeing good things in practice from Maroney? Oh, well, you already read that. By the way, don't let up on Eric about Katie in Delaware. Push him until he's crying on the air. That will be great radio.
Her name
Katie
was Katie?
In Delaware?
Well, the girl in Delaware from the vacation was...
Her name was Katie?
Apparently. Who's
wow.
this?
How do we find that out?
I don't know.
Who is this?
Somebody. I just deleted the email.
Katie. Well, that's long gone and hard to find, that relationship.
That's
that
done.
Fizzled out. When the plane landed.
Stephen Westford.
Where's Westford?
It's up there by Andover.
Isn't there a Westford in Virginia?
Well, that's what I was wondering, if there was some tie into somebody else. But, yeah, that is long gone and hard to find. That didn't really.
Well, anyway.
So the next stop is one of Lori's friends
from
her social circle.
No, I'm not doing it with you. No.
I'll check out my social circle, Andy.
You must have, isn't
that... What's so wrong about Eric dating an 18-year-old cheerleader?
There's a lot of things wrong with it.
It's not going to happen, first of all.
Those cheerleaders are stuck up.
Dan, you have
right,
a better
Lori?
Chance than an 18-year-old. What?
Are the cheerleaders stuck up?
No.
No?
No.
They don't have high standards?
No, I don't think so.
No?
What was that face for?
No, I'm just giggling.
Why are you giggling?
Nothing. But seriously, I'm being dead serious here. You must have a lot of friends.
Anthony.
None of them would work with Eric?
I'm gonna check it out, Andy.
Do you have friends that like art?
What do you work with? He's not looking for a therapist. He's looking for a girlfriend.
I mean, let's be honest. There's not exactly...
Although he might be looking for a therapist after this.
No one's throwing themselves at him, so...
He's going to be so mad if he listens to this.
We might need a girl who's getting a little older and starting to... You know, the clock is ticking and ready to settle.
How do you know his clock is ticking?
What?
Maybe he doesn't want that.
No, but women are more susceptible to, when they get a little older, they start to open their horizons a little and...
They get desperate.
Yeah.
Lower their standards, get desperate.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
It's true.
The world's not really fair, but...
Anyways.
I mean...
He's going to be so mad at you guys.
He might.
He doesn't listen.
He listens.
This is below him, this show. Mitch in Florida is on the line. Mitch, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Mitch.
I actually got a couple of questions for you guys. I try to catch you every week, but, you know, I don't really pay too much attention to, so you know, when you're on. And sometimes I have a problem with my computer listening to the podcast or whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's all Chris.
Sometimes I got the real player, and sometimes it breaks up and it really pisses me off. But actually, I kind of sympathize with you guys about the the Maroney deal, but it's such a shame because, you know, the guy's definitely got the talent, but you're right. You don't have the attitude. He don't want to go downhill, you know?
Yep.
But my one question really was, what do you guys think about O'Connell and what his future might be with the team? And, you know, I mean, he looked pretty good, to be honest with you, in preseason. I mean, I wasn't too impressed with Castles, and, you know, I mean, they've squeaked through the past few games. And I don't feel confident with Castles in there. And why, you know, I mean, I know this is a season, and it's an important thing. Belichick doesn't want to blow a whole season, naturally.
Are we really, though, with O'Connell just saying, you know, he's the next new thing, and so we're more excited? I didn't really see anything that would tell me he's better than Castle at this point yet, and Castle has the knowledge of the system. So, you know, I'm not in a hurry to get O'Connell out there.
Right. I do agree with you. Castle's got all the knowledge. You know, he's got the knowledge for the past four seasons, pretty much.
Right.
What I saw was a lot of O'Connell's highlights from college. And, of course, you know, you're only going to see the good stuff.
Right.
But he looks like he's got some serious talent.
He does. That's why he was a third-round pick. There's no question he is physically gifted. But I think even he said it in the preseason finale. He had that nice play where he changed the call at the line of scrimmage and threw a nice ball down the left sideline for a touchdown. And
yeah,
he said, that's a throw I couldn't have made 2 weeks ago. I didn't know the offense enough to change the play. I wasn't comfortable enough to make that. So here's a guy who's admitting that he's not fully immersed in the offense, and he doesn't have a full handle on the offense. So I think you don't want to just choose to hand the offense over to him. If they get, you know, if say Castle got hurt, well, okay, O'Connell's next in line. He's going to have to play. But right now, and Castle has the physical tools. The one thing he doesn't have is a resume. He hasn't played. But
it looks like he needs the confidence too. He
no
needs
question.
A few of those moth bombs to get his confidence.
Right.
No, and we saw that.
Right. How do you get your confidence?
And I thought he played pretty well after that on the underneath throws first on third downs, making tight throws that he had to make. And he's only going to get that confidence, and that's only going to build through playing time. So unless you're ready to just totally wash your hands with him, I think he's been okay to pretty good at times, and I think you saw enough to build on, and you certainly don't need to be forced into putting a rookie who's not prepared in there.
Right, I agree. I mean, I do feel a lot better about Kessel than I did a couple of weeks ago.
He had a terrible preseason. He stunk in the preseason.
He did.
He's
been much better in the regular season than the preseason.
Can you say he sucked? Can I say that?
Sure.
Yeah,
we've said much worse.
Yeah, well, he did. He was terrible. That's why, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, didn't O'Connell, wasn't he responsible for like five of the seven touchdowns they scored?
Now, that's one of those things where, first of all, he was out there against twos and threes,
right,
second and third team players, and he's clearly more talented than that. He's going to be a backup at the very least in this league and probably get a starting chance somewhere, either here down the road or with another team eventually. Guys that are drafted in the third round and above at quarterback, they generally get a chance to start at some point in their career in the NFL.
Look at Tom Brady.
That's right. He was not drafted that high.
But I know, I can't eat up all your time, but you know, I just was kind of curious as to what your thoughts
are. Mitch, where in Florida are you from?
Actually, I moved down here 7 years ago to Clearwater, Tampa. We're in a place called Palm Harbor.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I miss it up there. I mean, I don't know if all of you guys live up there. You know,
yep.
Of course, you run the show, so you would have to be close. It would make sense.
Hey, is that place Crawdaddy still there on the causeway from Tampa to Clearwater?
Crawdaddy's.
It's like a big nightclub. No,
I don't. No, actually, I would have heard of it, but I don't partake in the nightlife too.
Oh, you don't? No, okay.
No, I try to live intelligently and stay away from the boys in blue and whatnot. You know.
Good call.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little bit smarter to, you know, use your time and consume at a reasonable rate and whatnot. You know.
I agree, Mitch. Are you a first time caller?
Yes, I am.
Well, we're glad to have you aboard, and make sure you call again in the future.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I was trying to send you an email, and I'll try to get it off again. What is it? It's patriots@webradio.com?
It's webradio@patriots.com. Webradio@patriots.com.
At patriots.com, right?
You got it.
Okay, that is what I tried to send it to. I had my word of the day for you.
What is it?
Muffin pumper.
Can you say that?
That's kind of...
All right, Gary, you might want to let Mitch go.
All right.
That was Mitch from Florida offering up his word of the day. And it was, did you hear it?
You should probably not
I can say the two words. I'll pause in between. Muffin, pumper. Oh, I can. Oh, muffin pumper. Gary's okay with it.
So long as
I'm not okay with it.
I think it's kind of obvious what it is, right?
So anyway.
Well, that's Mitch from.
Laura, you make muffins.
I do.
You want to pump them?
Dan.
Oh, see now.
Has anyone ever pumped your muffins?
I hate you guys. I'm never making muffins again.
HR is going to be down here in
next
a minute.
Spring when the blueberries are in, I'll bring some in and you make very good muffins.
Thank you.
They kind of burst in your mouth.
Yes. Yeah. We pump them on the air.
Kamani, who was Eric's biggest fan, he says about the Eric dating game, the game was that we would bring in three women and two men and discuss their voices and see which one he would go for.
That's
disguise
not nice.
Their voices.
Oh, disguise.
Not discuss their voices.
Well, these people don't have to. And then Kamani also says Eric will get resentful if you try to hook him up with somebody. You know how he gets.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, he wouldn't like
but
that.
I think that's one of those things. It's kind of like Lawrence Maroney.
Oh my God.
If we can break Maroney, he has the talent to be a good running back. If we can break Eric of this whole phobia of girls and just get him a girl, make
he
her.
He doesn't have a phobia.
Well, he's just very
he's just
picky.
He's in a little rut.
He's very picky.
No, what he needs is to get in a rut.
Oh, see now.
It's the lack of time out of the rut.
That's terrible.
That is terrible.
Not sure terrible. You know, it's
good thing Gary's on the phone because he wouldn't be too happy
no,
with us.
No, he wouldn't be.
You know, you're reducing serious. The show to a very low level.
That's where it always is. Brighty, that's why our ratings are doubling in the last year.
Brighty from UK. Now that everyone,
you hear any of that? Good.
Gary was working.
Don't listen again.
Now that everyone agrees, well, almost everyone, not long until you agree too, though, Fred, that Maroney is a bust. What do you think about Percy Harvin at Florida? If he decides to enter the draft this year, he is a receiver and running back that I feel could bring something to the Patriots' backfield.
Yeah, but he's not, I mean, he's not a Maroney replacement. He'd be more of a Falk type. He's a playmaker. He's a very productive, I believe. He's had a couple different times where he's rushed and caught for 100 yards, did it at least once, and is a playmaker now. He's also a Florida Gator, which has one black mark against him, although he's more of a running back than a receiver, I guess, so you don't worry about it. But he's not a, I don't personally believe he's an every down feature back in this league. But he's a playmaker. I'll take him as a playmaker.
Let's see. TG and NJ has a Fred with an exclamation point. You say that the fans want to know about the personal details of the PFW crew. Well, we don't. Especially when it concerns Eric. Enough with Eric's personal life and progress show. He's gay. He's not gay. Who cares? The way you guys go on about it, you're all gay. You too, Lori. Muffin
happy.
Pumper in New Jersey, he says.
That wasn't a very nice one.
That was a quick email.
But, you know, he's
the
right.
The guy just said muffin pumper 5 minutes.
He's right.
What?
They don't care about us.
They don't care.
I agree. But you're the one who's always said, Eric, they care about you.
I think, actually, they do. They want to know who we are. They want to know what's going on.
Of course they do.
If they're going to invest this amount of time.
2 hours is a long
time.
Yeah,
they want to know who they're investing it with.
It isn't defined yet.
What is
what
that?
What isn't?
Muffin pumper.
Oh, boy.
Because I think it's so obvious.
Right. It doesn't need a definition.
It's like defining chocolate milk.
Brent from Illinois, wondering if you could do me a favor and ask Paul and Mike a question the next time you talk to them. Did Eric try to drop something like, I don't know, a bar of soap while visiting Alcatraz? Now, you know, that's just not right.
Good. You eat your muffins. They're moist.
On to the team. I was wondering if Mayo was hurt. He had that cast on during the bye week, and then according to Mike Reese, he played only 21 of 55 plays. Is this something to worry about? Also, is it me or has Adalys Thomas not really lived up to the billing he got when signed? Is he the next Rosie Colvin?
Did he break his hip? First of all, Rosie Colvin was pretty good for a guy who broke his hip and was, you know, was just worried about having a bowel movement at one point in his career here. I thought he was pretty good. He was never Jason Taylor 17
sack. But he wasn't as good as he was supposed to be.
Right, but
he got hurt.
He broke his hip. Yeah. He was never the same.
I got bigger things to worry about. I still got to figure out how I'm going to have my first bowel movement.
Right.
He really said that?
Yep,
yeah, in a conference call. That was live. Adalys Thomas, I thought, was a disappointment last year. I think he's played pretty well this year.
I think this,
I mean, he was he has three sacks. He leads the team through four games. He was all over JT O'Sullivan for a lot of the game, chasing him. He hit him on that touchdown throw where he was just had he got there a split second earlier, that probably would have been a wobbly pass that's picked off. Who knows? The one thing I'll say is I don't think he's quite as good an athlete as he was billed. I see him chasing tight ends. I see him. Everybody was, oh, here's your pro. You know, after the Colts game, remember everybody was talking about need somebody for coverage. What is that noise?
Someone starting a car.
I see him chasing a lot of tight ends. I don't think he's quite that great in coverage, but as a pass rusher, I think he's been pretty good. He's a great fit for the defense. So,
yeah,
I don't think he's going down the road of bust city.
No, he'll be if he continues to be healthy and plays,
since he's been on the outside.
Yeah, by the end of this year, I think we'll be saying, "Oh, okay." We see what we got. Here.
Three sacks. Yep. That's one more than you know who, right?
Right.
The most overrated player in the game, Jared Allen. Okay. Who's making $750 billion in Minnesota, has two sacks in five games. This guy has three sacks in four games. As Terry Glenn would say, you do the math.
Paulie in L.A., are you guys going to be hanging out anywhere before or after the game so those fans from California who are big PFW fans can come by and say hello?
We're going to hang out with our...
I think Saturday night we're going to go to Seau's, right?
Can I say that?
We're going to try to go to Seau's Saturday night?
What time are we getting there?
Well, Saturday night, I said.
Oh, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll try. You going to rent a PT Cruiser again like you did last time?
Maybe.
Fred really rented a PT Cruiser last time.
Aww. I rented what they gave me.
It's cute.
How did
exactly.
I get that?
PTs are cute.
Cute.
How did I get
cute
that
cute for lesbians, I think old ladies.
That was given to me, right?
Or Fred.
How did I...
Why are you asking me if it was given to you?
How did I think you just went to the front desk and said, I need a car,
okay.
And they had a car.
Okay.
Most hotels have some sort of...
What color was it?
Silver, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it was darker than that.
Really? Maybe gray.
Dark silver.
I think it might
charcoal.
Be purple.
Purple?
Or like a cranberry purple something.
You sat in the back. I couldn't see out the rear window.
Yeah. We had too many people. And PT Cruisers, despite the fact they're shaped like a wagon.
There's not a lot of room.
That back area is not. And I had
especially
to sit.
Your head.
And we got lost, and I was getting car sick back there. It was not. But we got to see the panda bears, and that's all that mattered. Lori, what do you think? You know something about men's pants.
What?
What size do you think Fred's waist is?
36.
Bingo!
You don't really believe that, do you?
It is.
It you're just that's 38.
You're just sucking up again.
No,
you're lying your ass off.
Have you listened to this show recently?
No.
How did you?
Is it? It's 36.
Yeah, it is.
My dad's at 36.
Is your dad shaped like that?
No, my dad's 6'1".
So nothing like that. How tall are you, Fred?
6.
5'6"? I missed the 5 that started that.
All right. Strippers says, head-to-head comparison of Maroney and Jordan in Morris. Maroney averages a lousy 3.3 yards per carry. Jordan averages 4.4. They have almost the same number of carries, so we pick up a supposedly finished has-been running back. And he's averaging 33% more yards per carry than our first rounder.
Well, the finished guy is better. The guy who is a career backup in Sammy Morris, journeyman, is better. Kevin Falk, who some believed had diminishing skills, is better. Yes, that was me. He's having a great year. I agree with Hector Longo. He's the offensive MVP through four games. Just watch the games. I mean, I think you could put Laurie out there and watch the game and give – each of those guys carries and say, okay, you need to cut one. You're our coach today. You need to cut one.
I'd be a great coach.
I think you would cut Lawrence Maroney.
No, I wouldn't. I like him. He's a nice guy.
That's...
Well, see.
That's why women are not coaches.
You wanted them to cut John Wellborn. Because he was a jerk.
See?
Right.
Ah, thanks, Dan.
Good.
Plus, he can't play. Plus, that was personal.
Well, I think he's a good guy. I think he will soon.
He might sparkle soon. I'd like him to just run the ball.
Matt from Connecticut, who of the running backs will have the most rushing yards and touchdowns this year?
Sammy Morris.
I predict, I don't know about touchdowns, but rushing yards, I think Maroney's still going to have the most rushing yards.
See, it's dangerous because he could have that month late in the year.
That's what I'm
he
saying.
He did it last year where he
you
had...
You wanted to cut him.
I still do.
Ugh. But yeah, he's going to... have this great month.
He did last year.
So then why don't you have some faith?
Because I'm sick of faith.
He's a good player.
He's not a good player.
He'll show you.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
I want to look him up from last year. See exactly.
This is really bothering you.
Maybe it's a little pet peeve of mine. Yeah. Guys with talent that blow it.
He has talent. He's going to show it. He's going to use it to his utmost ability very soon. He's just having a little tough time.
He's not been consistently good ever in the National Football League.
Todd from Nova Scotia.
By the way, I'd just like to point out that Lori has contributed more to this show than Eric ever has.
That's true.
And she knows nothing about football.
Hey, I do too.
Well, enough. I mean, you don't do what Eric does. Eric goes to practice every day. Eric writes about it. Eric travels to every single game. Eric goes to every press conference.
Why are you Eric bashing?
Yeah, why are
you? I'll take the compliment.
You're really on him.
But jeez.
All right, well, you suck then.
All right, Andy, I got Maroney right here. December and January. Start off December, 44 yards, 18 yards. Broke out for 104, 156. Back down to 46.
Which was a great
finale.
He ran very well, very tough. So that's one game.
Averaging 2.4 yards a carry.
But he ran well that game. That's all that was there. Remember that defensive line that killed him in the Super Bowl? They were starting to play pretty well, and they were stopping the run that night. He did a good job with those carries.
And then ran for 122 in the first two playoff games.
Yeah. Really? Back-to-back 122s.
Mm-hmm. Consistency. Who knew?
That's not consistency.
Oh, it's
a
just
a four-game stretch is not consistency. Consistency is all his other games, 31, 75, 59, 19, 31, 44, 18.
75 isn't that bad.
It really isn't. 5.4 carry. That wasn't a bad game.
I'm going to kill him. I don't know what he's talking about.
Todd Porter says that B-Lo should get the neck fat looked at. He looks like a Chinese wrinkle dog.
B-Lo just had a birthday.
30, right?
Did you guys go out?
No. Okay. I think he did. He went to the Love Fest in San Francisco.
Fred, what did he get?
What did who get?
B-Lo on his birthday. What did he do?
I don't know.
Oh, you made a funny joke before.
Oh.
Did I?
And you forgot it already. I forgot it too. What was it? Say
oh,
it.
You said.
What did B-Lo get?
No.
He gave himself a lap dance.
Yeah.
Did he?
You're the one that said
did
it.
Did you hear the story about that train they were on?
No.
He took a train.
Oh, yeah, the train to
and it was
San
like
Francisco.
A rolling orgy or something. There were people like roping each other.
They had this thing in San Francisco over the weekend called Love Fest 2008.
Right.
And
which sounds like a good concept.
It's just people like, you know, hugging and
hugging is good.
Whatever.
Groping.
Yeah.
He used the word groping, which generally implies a guy grabbing a girl in places he's not supposed to.
Right.
Girls could grope.
So B-Lo was on that train with a bunch of people from Kraft Sports Productions, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
They got some footage of that?
I don't believe so.
Terrible.
But it was like not those people. And it was a double-decker of some kind. He said, crazy train.
What really? Level was he on?
Probably the not fun level.
All right.
But the previous
happy
weekend.
Happy birthday, B-Lo.
Yes, happy birthday, B-Lo. But I guess the previous weekend's Love Fest was like a clothing optional one.
That's nice.
Not usually. Hmm. You're always intrigued by those, and then you get there, and the people
kind
that are willing.
Nude beach.
Yeah, the ones that are willing to take their clothes off are not the ones I want to take their clothes off. Like Fred always threatened to take his pants off in the studio. I don't want to see that.
Matt says Fred is 6 inches under 6 feet tall. I've seen him, and I'm calling BS on Fred being a 36. I'm a 36, and while I'm not in great shape, unlike Fred, you can't roll me down a hill.
Laurie, have you ever seen when Fred in the office does his pant pull-up thing?
Mm.
Where he grabs the back and goes, all right, and hikes him
have.
Up,
yes.
But the front doesn't come up because it's stuck under his belly. She's seen it because she's
stop looking at my gut. I'm working on it.
Go take some Pilates.
Go to hell. Mambo writes in, as a regular listener for a few years, I agree with the other emailer. Too much cutesy personal stuff is getting real old and indulgent. Please have more Patriot talk. Right now, the show feels like filler with a depleted cast in-house.
Wow. That might be
accurate. I think that's a compliment.
Mitch says, what's up? Totally agree with the Maroney thing, but it's a damn shame. You can tell he has what it takes, but he's a... That's the word I usually say that I can't say. I don't understand. What do you guys think of O'Connell from the little I saw in preseason? He looks an awful lot like a currently injured superstar. I think we're going a little too far there.
Yeah, a lot too far. First of all, he's very different because he's a very good athlete. He can run, which the currently injured superstar before the current injury couldn't run. So that's... Yeah, O'Connell's not Tom Brady. I would say he's closer to Ben Roethlisberger, if you wanted a... And not, I'm not saying he's going to be Ben Roethlisberger, but he's a big guy who can run, has a good arm. I think he's in that mold.
But he says he's looks a little like a currently injured superstar, but with great pocket movement and outside pocket abilities.
He has outside pocket abilities.
Now he's better than...
Right. And Tom Brady has some of the best in-pocket movement there is.
Right.
That's what we need Castle to develop over the next 7 games, is to move closer to that, or however many games are left, 11 games. He needs to learn that Tom Brady-like one step left, one step right, one step up, one step back. Because sometimes that's all it takes to get you that extra second so you can make the throw. Right now, he's tucking the ball and bouncing all around like a little pinball and not knowing where to go, and then he gets sacked for a 5-yard loss.
Tracy says about Alcatraz, it's much easier to get Alcatraz tickets during the week versus trying to go on a weekend during the summer.
See, I must have
gone
on a summer.
So you really can get turned away.
I did.
What was it, a preseason game or something?
No, I was just out. I was in college.
Oh.
I went out there during
the summer.
This is years
ago. Yeah. Lovefest 1987.
Oh, so it's different now.
What's so different?
Maybe it's more regulated.
The demand for Alcatraz has gone down.
Why?
Because everyone's already seen it.
Yeah.
I haven't. They wouldn't let me.
I have.
I saw the movie, The Rock. Is that what The Rock?
Let's see. Todd says, if things aren't going well in your current relationship, Lori, or your affair with Andy, you should go out with Eric. Just wants to get the old ball rolling, if you get my drift. He just needs to build some confidence. At least it worked in the 40-year-old virgin. Come on, Lori, consider it your one act of kindness that will definitely get you into heaven.
She doesn't know what to say. Now,
Eric's a great guy.
Which character in the 40-year-old virgin would she be?
Yeah.
Would you be the girlfriend, like the eBay salesman, or would you be the girl who goes in the butt? In the butt what?
He's just like talking to himself.
You've never seen that movie?
No.
I'm kind of done talking about Eric.
Oh, wow.
But Kamani isn't done talking. Kamani isn't done talking about you, Lori. He says, I have something to say about Lori. Love her on the show. Sweet, sweet voice. Good-looking girl. Has an opinion on everything.
Radio.
Keep her. Dump Eric. But I heard she was engaged.
Lori Baranski.
For now.
Yes, I am.
That could change.
Check back at 10 of.
Stop.
That's what you said. You said it was a fluid situation.
I never used the word fluid.
You wouldn't, would you?
No.
Do you even know what it means?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. 1:43. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Lubricants.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of 3 flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mile and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
The Super League Championship in the history books. The Revs are making another run in an MLS Cup Championship. Don't miss their playoff push at Gillette Stadium with the Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-Pack. With the Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-Pack, you'll get 2 tickets to one of the Revs' final matches of the season and a pair of Budweiser Revolution pint glasses free. That's 2 tickets, 2 pint glasses, and 1 chance to cheer on the Revolution at Gillette Stadium with playoff implications on the line. Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-Pack start at just $38. Take in a Revs match, and you'll take home a matching pair of Revolution pint glasses free. Must be 21 or older to participate. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor 12
sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Parkhurst, are you kidding me?
Revolution.
Eric's had a tough time opening up on PFW in Progress. They begged and pleaded and still nothing. Come on, Eric.
No, not in the last 2 days, no. I was not talking about that. I don't care. No, I'm not talking about this.
We're wondering if it's just on the radio or if it's the same deal upstairs. We've placed our hidden microphones in Eric's cube to get the scoop. Let's listen in.
Hey, Eric, I'm going to grab lunch. You want anything?
Sorry, no. I'm not talking about it.
Hey, Eric, do you know what Belichick's press conference is?
Don't worry about that. We're not going into that territory.
Hey, Eric, my internet seems to be down. Is yours working?
There's a moratorium on that issue.
Hey, did you watch the Idol final? I can't believe David Cook won.
No.
Hey, Eric, how's it going?
I'm not... I'm not doing it with you, no.
Hey, Eric, did you do the blitz today?
I said too much. That part I'm not going to talk about.
Eric, $4.09 a gallon. Can you believe these gas prices?
Enough, both of you. Enough.
Hey, Eric, make sure you tell your friends to check out the new edition of Patriots Today.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, my God, Eric, he's choking. Do the Heimlich maneuver.
No. No, not at all.
Thank you for calling Gillette Stadium. How may I direct your call? All right, Eric, take it easy. Have a good night.
No, I'd have to say no.
Whoa, well, all right, Eric. We'll see what happens on the next show.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Why do we have to go on the air and make a big deal about it?
All right. That's poor Eric.
But the funny part is, there's all those clips that exist, and he was talking about real subjects.
No, I'm not interested. No, I'm not talking about that.
He's a miserable human being.
No, I didn't.
You're miserable
like
today.
Well, right. No, I shouldn't say. He used to be miserable.
I'm,
okay.
I'm not. No. Well, I'm not doing it with you. No.
Miserable.
Well, he's going to be even more miserable because tomorrow he misses out because it's the Qdoba question of the weekday. And, of course, every week on Thursday, we ask a question about something that happened on Wednesday or Tuesday this week. And we'll do that tomorrow at 12:55. 12:55 is when you call in to get a chance to answer this week's Qdoba question. And the phone number is 508-543-7482.
And what do you win?
508-543-7482. You answer the right question. First person that answers the question wins a buffet from Qdoba. It's a burrito and taco buffet for 20 people. It's delicious.
Delicious.
It's got everything. All the fixings. Cookies, rice,
Tostitos,
it's delicious.
Proprietary cheesy sauce.
The Qdoba special sauce.
That's good.
Very, very good.
They have good salsa.
So, and you can pick up the winner picks that up at any participating Massachusetts Qdoba. Just give them 24 hours. And, you know, if you live out of the area here, you can give it to someone who you know.
Donate it to the show.
Christmas gifts.
Right.
Regifting gift cards and things of that nature. That's
right. So that... Tomorrow, for those who are listening to the podcast tonight, the time to call in tomorrow will be 12:55 Eastern time.
Not Pacific.
Not Pacific time. Eastern time.
Because we are, of course, on the East Coast.
Good. This week.
Josh says, in case you're hearing differently, you two three with Lori are doing just fine.
Thanks, Josh.
With Jordan and Morris running the ball exclusively against Denver, I hope no Maroney. Can we possibly control the clock well enough to keep their offense under control? I suspect Bailey will be covering Moss well one-on-one most of the time, so I think Castle will be back to trying to force feed the ball to Welker a ton. Bailey is too talented for Castle to force it up there to Moss. It'll just end up with a few INTs. Can Jordan and Morris pound it enough? I think Jordan could be huge against the Donkeys since their linebackers are a little lacking and some of their D-line is a little undersized. Second, could Fred have possibly made the Qdoba question of the week for tomorrow more obvious? Let's see. You, mine, as well, have just announced that the name of the name of the artist of Parenti's Really Gay Rinback Toll could be the question of the week. Tune in tomorrow.
That was what I thought when that went down, but
I was thinking Mattress Man.
It could be anything. Mm. We don't know. We don't know what the question is yet.
I didn't know this is Luther Vandross.
Third, do we have anyone who can hope to keep pace with Marshall in the secondary?
No.
I don't see it.
We don't. I don't think so. I mean, I think Ellis Hobbs has had a decent start to the year, but Marshall has been, I mean, he's had back-to-back. After the suspension, he had like 180 and 150 back-to-back, 18 catches. He's a pretty good receiver.
So we're looking past San Diego. We're looking at Denver already.
Apparently. We're an email-driven show, Fred. They want to talk Broncos. I'll talk Broncos. Right?
Okay.
Monday night game here at Gillette Stadium. Their defense is interesting. I'm starting to do my research a little bit on their defense. Isn't very good, and they're playing 3-4. They're playing part-time 3-4, which is interesting because they acquired Dwayne Robertson from the Jets, and he was shipped out of the Jets because he couldn't be a nose tackle for them in the 3-4. But they have some good linebackers. Obviously, DJ Williams would be at the head of that group. They also have Boss Bailey, an athletic linebacker who's having some fun in the 3-4. But the Champ Bailey thing. Do you automatically say, okay, Champ Bailey's on Randy Moss, I'm not throwing there?
No.
Because, I mean, Nate Clements isn't Champ Bailey, but he's a next-tier corner. If Bailey's one, and then, you know, the next five guys, Nate Clements is probably in that group, and they went after Nate Clements a couple different times, yeah. Right? So no, I think you say Randy Moss is the Champ Bailey or better of wide receivers.
Right.
So given the right circumstances, or however the game is unfolding,
right.
I'm going to take my chances and
absolutely.
Go for it because
absolutely.
I think you need to. That defense hasn't been good. That's the one thing. They're doing this basically through the passing game. It's basically Cutler and the passing game. The running game has been very inconsistent. They've been sort of like the Patriots where they've had three or four different guys with six, seven carries per game, different, but they haven't had that none of the guys have stepped up. You know how usually you just say, oh, plug somebody in the Broncos and they're going to rush for 1,000 yards. That hasn't really happened yet. So it's basically the passing game. Their defense and running game have been meh.
Right?
Meh.
Let's see, Mitch.
But why are fans looking past?
Well, it's just this one emailer.
But, I mean.
It's because it's Denver.
Well, I think, the Denver offense.
But it's a rematch of the AFC title game this Sunday.
I know. But
Sunday night football. It's a national primetime game. Rivers versus Castle.
The Denver offenses seem to be putting up a lot of points.
LT versus Maroney.
It will be a good test for the Patriots. Monday night game here at Foxborough.
Yeah, it's a rematch of the AFC title game. Two teams that were expected to compete.
Everybody gets hyped up over Monday night football. Like, it's just what happened.
Yeah, let's take care of
it. I just think with this team and Matt Castle under quarterback, I wouldn't be looking past anybody. I mean, the Rams are coming up. I wouldn't look past them. They might have looked past the Dolphins. How'd that work out for you?
Anyway.
Mitch again, talking about, his comparison of O'Connell to Brady.
Funny, I never heard of Mitch till today, and now I've heard of him seven times in this show.
Yeah, it was just an opinion. He says, just a thought. Did not say he was Tom Brady. Just reminds me a bit of him, but your comments were correct. He looks more like Roethlisberger. Appears to have the right attitude as well, but you are correct. It's a time and learning issue for any rookie. Is Brady a definite by next training camp? And
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say 100% definite, but the guy we're talking about right now, Philip Rivers, had a torn ACL in the AFC title game last January 20-whatever. And do you remember hearing anybody really talking about, oh, he won't be ready? He was ready. He's played all year. As I've said all along, the ACL is a 4 or 5 month rehab, and then you're back to trying to run full speed and do all your normal things, especially as a quarterback where I'm sure Brady will wear a brace.
Right.
You know, it's not a corner or a running back or somebody who needs all that, cutting ability. It's Tom Brady standing in the pocket. He'll probably wear a left knee brace for the rest of his career.
Sure. Just a precaution.
There's no reason not to. In a job where you're stepping forward there into 300-plus linemen that are falling into your knee, he'll probably have a knee brace on
the rest
of his career.
I don't know why quarterbacks just don't wear it anyway.
Well, yeah, certainly Brady-like quarterbacks. I don't want, Vince Young, I want to have as much movement ability as possible. But, yeah, I think if you're a slow quarterback that's not really going to run, certainly on the front leg, wear one of those knee braces because you see college linemen. There's a lot of, like Nebraska, a lot of those schools.
They all
if you play line,
yeah.
You're wearing both knees. You're having a knee brace on,
yep.
Which amazes me because they're kind of expensive.
Are they really?
They're like, I know when I had mine, it was like $1,500.
Your health insurance doesn't
one
cover
of those
it?
Hinged braces?
I think it was one of those things, part of it was covered, part of it wasn't.
$1,500?
Because they come with it. Each one is individually made. They come with this big thing that they put on your leg, and it's got all these fingers that reach in to get an exact measurement outline of your leg. And then they mold it to your leg out of,
really?
I'm sure it's space age something. That's probably expensive. Yeah, those.
I think your health insurance should cover that.
That day on,
well, I'm sure.
In the long run, you're going to spend less on your knee.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it did, but somebody's still paying. I mean, Health insurance can't pay for that. Not a
Well, not John McCain's health insurance.
Touché.
Easy. A preemptive. This isn't an injury. It's
but
not...
don't worry. You're going to get $5,000.
That's right.
Don't you worry.
I'll get a good policy
I don't really
for that.
Understand that $5,000 thing. Yeah.
Or you can go out and buy yourself a good, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield
for
policy.
What, 3 months?
Exactly.
So when you get sick and you spend 30 grand in the hospital, he's going to give you $5,000.
Exactly.
Don't you worry.
Are you an Obama person?
I wasn't. I wasn't at all until the first debate.
Smart.
Obama got killed in that debate.
Smart. Yeah, but they both weren't good in that debate. I was laughing back and forth. They weren't.
I thought they both sucked
any
last
of the issues.
Night. I thought last night was miserable. Is it Tom Brokaw?
Brokaw.
Brokaw.
I always thought it was Brokaw, but the guy who's it, Wolf Blitzer, did he introduce it?
I don't know.
He said like Brokaw.
Maybe he's trying to sound like Tom Brokaw.
He was terrible. I know the fans hate the personal stuff, but I love how you interjected yourself into the call from Mitch, too.
What?
Oh, do they still have that Crawdaddies? It's the club out by on the causeway between Tampa. I used to hit that in the 70s when I was in college. 70s.
The men's club.
No, the men's club was in Boston.
Oh, yeah. Just kidding.
That's where he had wild and crazy orgies.
Check it out.
That's what he said. He said they put out flyers
no,
and all these.
Said that.
All these. Yeah, he called it a taco fiesta, and he wasn't talking about food.
Fact.
Am I wrong, Gary? Thank you.
Josh says he just got one of those braces. They are over $1,000 easy and only covered if it's for a medical condition.
Right.
What other condition would
no,
it be
but
for?
No, but the Nebraska players get it before their knee is injured.
Precautionary.
Yeah. They're using it as just a piece of equipment, like pads.
Right.
So the Nebraska athletic department, say they have 10 linemen. That's two knees apiece. That's 20. They're spending $20-something thousand on DonJoy knee braces.
TG and NJ, so there won't be much football talk today. I get it. I'm totally blaming Lori. Andy can't help himself when she's there. She's an easy target, or she's just easy. Right, Andy? No offense, Lori. I blame Gary. He's fishing for sound bites.
He was just like, here, hold this. And I said, okay.
How come Andy came back to the East Coast? Is Paul the one who comes back during the second West Coast trip? That is true.
Yes, we split it up.
Can we keep it this way?
What?
You coming back.
yeah.
Paul.
I don't really want to stay out there that week.
And he wants to know, how bad is Lamont Jordan's injury?
We don't know.
We think it may not be bad just because what Belichick said, he's a quick healer. He looks like he's a quick healer.
I will say, just post-game, he just had wind pants and a T-shirt on and was walking
and
around. He was limping a little bit. But not, you know, he
came out after halftime wearing that.
Yeah, and he wasn't on crutches. He was standing on his own. So I kind of think they escaped anything major. Right. I've seen nothing to lead me to believe it's a major injury. But it's also been two injuries in limited carries over the course of a five-game span for
true.
Him.
All right. Well, John is in Rhode Island, and he's getting ready for the big playbook show coming up at 2 o'clock. John, how you doing?
It's always a big playbook show, Fred. Always.
It always is a big playbook show.
Absolutely.
What's on the docket today? You had AC yesterday?
Kevin AC from the Union Tribune yesterday, who was actually quite entertaining, if anybody had a chance to listen. He does not mince words. He's very emotional. He seems to be very knowledgeable. He admittedly thinks that the San Diego team is going in the wrong direction, thinks that they're certainly capable, and he can't quite put his finger on it other than there seems to be a lot of finger-pointing going on in San Diego.
Ooh.
And they're, you know, and so, yeah, exactly. So they have some injury problems very similar to what the Patriots have had. They've lost a marquee player in Sean Merriman, and, you know, so they've got some terrible things going on, but they're not taking it very well. And I think the concern is that they're too concerned about each other, and they're not concerned enough about New England.
John, I'll put my finger on it. I think all of us said last year that the coaching change in San Diego wouldn't be good for them, that they would take a step back.
Yeah,
it might not have affected them negatively last year. They made it to the AFC title game, could have beat the Patriots. I got to think now it's coming to a head. I mean, we all have this certain opinion of Norv Turner. We all, I think, have a certain opinion of Ted Cottrell in that he's probably not an elite defensive coordinator. He's been around a long time and had a lot of jobs, but I'm not sure he's a great defensive genius. I think it's coaching. I think, you know, you have a couple injuries, and coaching is the difference between making up for those injuries and dealing with them in a professional manner, or nitpicking and pointing and all that.
The inmates are running the asylum.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I think that there's a lot of credibility to that, guys, because, you know, you didn't hear about any of this kind of stuff going on when Schottenheimer was still there, but yet Schottenheimer was viewed as a guy that just couldn't get the team over the hump and get them to that next level. level, and they thought that maybe for whatever reason, Norv Turner would be that guy, and I think it's miserably backfired in their face. This all is on, and this isn't really necessarily Norv Turner's fault. I think he's a good coach. I don't know that he is a head coach in the NFL. I think you have to kind of lay this one at the feet of A.J. Smith. Much as I hate to do that, you know, lay anything at the feet of a Rhode Islander. Here's a guy that, you know, he went to Hendricken. Did you know that?
Bishop Hendricken.
Bishop Hendricken.
He's a Hendricken man.
Yes, he is.
Wow. Isn't Pete Shepard also one of those guys?
Yes.
Case in point.
Make what you will out of that.
You said that.
Good news out of Orlando,
like
Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
Personally, I said. But, you know, here's a guy, though, that, you know, Norv is his handpicked guy.
Yeah.
You know, why else do you fire a guy like Schottenheimer? So, you're going to have to look right at the top. If you're going to look for blame or a share of the blame pie in San Diego, it's got to be A.J. Smith, followed by Turner. And then, of course, the players have to be held accountable themselves as well. And everybody has to overcome. I don't think the Chargers have the overall depth in the organization that the Patriots do, and that may end up being the difference in this one.
All right, John. Well, that'll be the big talk coming up at 2 o'clock. Well, it's past 2 o'clock now, so it's coming up right now.
Yeah, so move on.
And so we'll see you tomorrow here in PFW Progress.